Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
code.
Take a pose.
Cube.
Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2, Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300. As well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the light box. 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook. Or visit the event page for more info.
Jasmine, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture. The only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons. Tons of cash. Need I mention? She's Icon and lovely darling.
Is it
Jasmine Couture.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Tea Party Tuesday, whatever. I don't even know what the name of the show is. I'm just bringing everybody on, but for those of you who aren't watching, congratulations, Obama has been reelected. But I'm bringing everybody on really quickly. Tea Party.
A tea tea is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all dish cheers to your ennui.
Let's have a tea tea.
I want to have a kiss.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a tea tea.
Motherfucker.
I'm going to let you have it.
Let's have a tea tea.
I want to have a tea tea.
Die.
Turn. Work.
Let's have a tea tea.
We are going to serve.
And work. And turn.
And hunt, honey.
Give me a minute to get myself together. Go to somebody else.
Who else is on the line?
I don't know.
Michi. Michi. Okay.
I'm here.
Michi, what number are you on? 323 or 214?
323.
Oh, that wasn't two. Who's 214-477? Who's that?
That's the one and only, The Rock.
Hi, K-Rock.
Hey, what's going on? I don't have to go to war. I'm so glad. You don't understand. I'm happy. I can just stay in my recruiting station. Mitt Romney's not going to send me over to get killed. Yes.
Praise God.
Who else we got on the air? 202-610, you're on the air. 202-610, you're on the air.
And still, the President of the United States. Woo!
Is that Bishop?
That would be Bishop.
Hi, Bishop. How are you? Okay, we need a couple of moments here because everybody's going crazy. Jason, J-Rock, Michi, let's go to a couple of other callers. 973-573.
What's up, y'all? It's RJ. How you doing?
Hey, RJ.
How's it going? I'm happy right now. We got a second-term black president. You know, I can't wait to go to work tomorrow and watch every Republican just piss off. Because the majority of them are white Republicans, and they're very vicious when it comes to politics. So my black ass will work in the office tomorrow. I'm going to be happy.
All right. Who else we got? Bishop, I'm going to keep you on hold for a minute. RJ is going to have to turn the TV down just a little bit. I know everyone's going crazy. Congratulations to Obama for winning and going on to a second term. Thank you, everyone. Thank yourselves for going out there and voting and being a part of this. Wow, this is amazing. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens next. I think if everybody, we're all watching the same channel. Jason, you're on MSNBC?
I'm on MSNBC.
J-Rock, what are you watching?
I was watching CNN, but they were too late. Everybody kept posting, and I was like, what am I not watching? MSNBC is better. They're putting it up there quick.
Me too.
I was watching the news, and then, you know, my sister called me screaming in the phone, and I just popped the bottle. So we're over here sipping and celebrating like it's July 4th. It was like a graduation day.
Wow. You popped the bottle.
We don't pop the bottle.
You are screaming. You are really screaming.
I know everybody's used to the show starting late, so call your girlfriends and get them on the air chat room. Start popping and start sending messages out as we all wait for Barack to come out and make his speech, and we can all watch it together. I said we were going to start the show kind of early because I wanted us to sit on pins and needles as we watched and see what these states were giving. I went and took a shower. By the time I got out of the shower, I've seen flags and everything all over the TV screen. So
when it went to 244, I knew it was done when it went to 244.
When I still want to see
what my state, well, it's not really my state, I just live here, but I want to see what this state is giving. I want to really see what Florida
is. Florida had, they said Romney had won Florida.
No, did he?
I didn't hear them say that.
I didn't hear them say that. They still have it hard.
He was on the lead in Florida earlier today.
Once he got California, it was done.
I knew he had California. But we was high at the little poll. I didn't go to the church because, you know, I wanted to be loud.
That 274 is off the train right now. That's the best number I've ever seen in my life.
From 244 to 274. Baby,
Joe.
I was happy at the 244. When I saw the 244, that's my good luck number, and that's my birthday. I said, it's done. It's done.
Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Damn, y'all started early as hell. Y'all ain't even give me a chance to finish smoking my blunt. Damn.
Okay, you got your blunt rolled up.
Hey, brother, what's up, J-Rob?
I'm going to be yelling Obie tonight.
We yelling Obie.
We yelling Obie tonight.
Right, Michelle.
Okay.
Hi, Jasmine, how are you?
Hi, Mark, how are you?
I'm still excited. I want to go back to Washington, D.C., because now that he got this last 4 years, this is going to be a different. They're going to start barbecuing on the lawn. They don't give a damn.
Maryland, to the people, I just want to say to the callers that are in Maryland that are listening to us, thank you. Thank you.
For real.
Thank you.
And I want to say the same thing to New Jersey, because I know we all suffered a disaster. I know I was out of power for 8 days, but I made it to the polls this morning. I'm telling you, thank you, New Jersey.
As well as New York. New York as well. I heard he got New York as well. So I'm going to need some help out here, chat room, as well as people on the air. Start giving us the details on what states actually supported Obama and what states didn't. I heard Georgia didn't.
Georgia didn't. I have it up on my screen. North Carolina
didn't support him.
North Carolina went to, well, it's a toss-up. Right now they're saying it's still a toss-up. But North Dakota went to Romney. Nebraska went to Romney. Oklahoma went to Romney.
Tennessee,
South Carolina. South Dakota.
Hold on, Jason. Don't give the full breakdown. Just like the cast member.
Okay.
So, who do we have? We have a Maryland. Let's get some other people on. Tiffany, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy. Obama, another 4 years to your mama.
Bitch, I'm going to send you, bitch. I'm going to need your address because I'm going to send you some crab cakes because I am proud of you for standing in that motherfucking line and voting.
Yep, sure did. I mean, it was pretty good. I only had to stand in there about an hour. And,
You better send me some lobsters,
because
I've been on that line for an hour and a half.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Merlin
don't
have
good
lobster, Jasmine.
But you know what your mother did, right? I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. Ain't no shame in my game. They got those chairs out there. So I had that chair brought to me, and I sat in that chair on that line. And every couple of minutes, I would get up and move the chair down. I was playing on my iPhone. I was actually playing Jason on this music game. Pop something, I forget what it's called. And I was playing games and texting and writing and moving down and texting and writing. And child, it was a hit. I was sitting there. And mind you, I was the only one doing it. It was a lot of people doing it.
It was a lady behind me. She was like, she had a bad back. It was an older lady. She was like, shoot, I got a bad back. I need to sit down. So she was doing that too. But I could stand in line. That wasn't the problem. But I ain't going to lie. When I got to the booth and I had to stand up to keep doing, because we had like a long page. Like, it was like 6 pages. When it came to time to stand at the booth, my back got to giving out. I kept switching feet. I said, shit, I need me a chair right about now. I said, I was about to fake an illness or something.
Oh yeah, when I got inside the little center thing, they wanted to have the little, you know, big girl friend, the non big girl friendly chair, the little plastic one.
Yeah,
so I sat there and I told them, excuse me, I'm gonna have to get that chair that y'all using back there. I'm gonna need that chair to sit down and do these ballads. They got the desk and everything for me.
I might, it might just be me being old school or just liking the old thing, but I was not comfortable with that new voting, with that machine. I'm used to being in that where I can close that curtain and I don't feel like somebody's looking over my shoulder.
We have caller 347-569.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Jasmine. This is Brian.
Hi.
How you
Hi,
doing,
Brian.
Girl? I am so happy, Obama.
Yeah.
We can keep our food stamps and our Medicaid, honey. For
I
real,
know,
bitch.
Right.
Yes, but I'm so happy. The kids went out. People went out. We voted. We're not gagging. And to see what Obama is really going to do for these next 4 years, and I really think and have faith in him that he's going to clean it up for everybody, you know, and that he's going to set this country straight in the next 4 years. And I'm happy. And I went out tired as I was, but I ain't going to say tired because I had a couple of clients or whatever. I said, shit, let me have a cocktail. I went and had me a cocktail and went to that palace. Went to the polls and voted, and then my first ballot, they said, oh, sir, you overvoted, so I had to get another ballot, and because I think I marked too many, but I made sure that the next one, I voted carefully, I voted Obama, and we got him in here, and I'm glad that he is in here, that he's in the office.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Brian.
Yes.
A couple other callers. Private caller, you're on the air.
I just wanted to tell y'all that a girl was in here stoned. But baby,
yes, God.
Yes, God, honey. We got him in here again, honey.
Yes, definitely.
I was in that line, mind you. It was a church across the street from the school that my friend took me to. They had like people outside, but he had peeked in there. He was like, it's kind of crowded inside. And then it was a school across the street. But what made me, y'all don't read me when I tell y'all this. But what made me go to the school across the street was because they had snacks over there and they was giving out goodies. So, you know, to the people while you waited, you know, you got free. They had donuts and cookies and tea and cocoa and stuff like that. I said, oh, we going over here. I said, because the house of the Lord ain't in agreement right now with us. So, I went over there and took advantage of it.
It's going to be a key that this man was so overconfident in himself that he did not prepare a speech for losing.
Cool.
Oh, you talking about Romney?
Romney.
Is that the tea you're getting?
That's the tea that I'm getting, Dad. He said it himself.
He said
that
on the news.
He said that on the news that he didn't prepare a speech for losing.
Wow.
Well, his wife also said that if he loses, that she is not running with him, and neither is he.
What, running again?
Not running again, honey.
I mean, trying to run again?
Mm-mm. She was like, that's it. She said it. She said it two different times. She was like, mm-mm. Because they asked her, they was like, well, if he loses, will y'all reach? She said, oh, no. She said, this was too much. It's too stressful on the whole family and everything, honey. He loses, that's it. We going back to our little home and live our lives, and that's that. So,
I mean, but it's crazy when your own state don't vote for you. Like, come on now, you didn't even win it in Massachusetts.
Your own
chat
state.
Chat room, I want to get your feedback on the election and your experiences and everything on the polls, and what are you guys looking forward to in the next 4 years? As well as
yes.
Callers, please call.
Obamacare, honey.
This is the Tea Party cast, and this
bitch.
Is your Tuesday night Tea Party, but we are going to be talking about the election.
What you
do as
there?
Well as just having fun. So everyone call in.
Yeah.
We have a, this is an open forum. I want to send a special shout out to Caesar Bowman, Philbeck Caesar, as well as Denaya. You guys have definitely, you know, brought a flavor during this election with, you know, the whole vote or gag campaign. And I know that, you know, your voices actually did push a lot of people out there to be a part of this and to go out there and vote. And I just want to say thank you to you guys. If you're listening or if someone is listening, tell them or whatever. But I personally want to say thank you to them as well as all the houses out there. I know that there was house leaders, especially in the D.C., Maryland area, that were taking children out to vote early, you know, and things of that sort, you know, to Shannon and Harold. I know that you guys were doing that. But I know other people probably were doing it as well, but I know that they were doing it. You know, a lot of parents out there, leaders, did step up as well so you can get the kids out here to vote and be a part of this. And I want to say thank you to them as well. Thank you to the cast members of Spencer Chop, Kelly, always, you know, that has been promoting and pushing for you guys to go out there and vote. Everyone pat yourself on the back. Everyone just be proud of yourself. And, you know, I'm proud of myself. Be proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all of us that we all stood together. This just means a lot, you know, especially, you know, for all of us. It affects all of us, even for the ones that are saying I get to keep my food stamps and my Medicaid, and, you know, for the ones like me who need health insurance and, you know, just to everyone out there that you know, this was going to affect, is affecting, and is going to help. You know, just be proud of what, you know, what has happened today. It's historic. And, you know, just be proud of it. Let me get some other callers. 870-355, you're on the air.
The race is behind us. 870-355.
Okay. 917-693.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Keisha.
Hey,
Keith.
How are you?
Hey, Cass. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you feeling? Are you excited, Keisha?
Y'all supposed to be happy when I call, and y'all sound so...
We're waiting on your excitement.
Keisha.
We're waiting on your excitement. You're the one that goes crazy when you call in.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm called because, let me tell you, I was with my friends on the phone. We were all having, like, four-week conversation, and we were all worried because... Earlier, it didn't look good for Obama. And you already know how I am. You know I get excited. And I was saying, oh, if he loses, it was rigged. I had all these scenarios. But baby, when it got to the end and I saw the most important state that he was winning, I said, we may have a chance. But I'm so glad that this man has overcome again a victory. And I know, you know, I think by him going out there, by him being in New Jersey, by him going on these talk shows, by him doing this thing, it helped him a lot. And, of course, us voting, us Latinos, minorities, us blacks, the young generation, that helped.
Gay.
So I just hope that he can do another 4 years. And he does have a lot of work to do, but I think he's going in the right direction.
Wait a minute, yeah. What?
Yes, Mark?
Yeah,
I can only speak for me. I was so excited to vote. I know it's bad, mm-hmm. but I'm going to be honest, I have not voted since Clinton. I voted Clinton into office, and I have not been a part of an election since then. But I was just I felt so overwhelmed, like, oh, God, I'm voting. I'm able to get out here and vote, and I just felt so good, honey, to be able to vote for him.
You know what was funny to me is how I keep forgetting, you know, my two different pages and everything. And every time I get mad about something that the Republicans say, I'll put on there, y'all need to vote or gag, and I'll drag out gag. And everybody just kept asking me, like, where did you get that from? And it was so funny how you see the straight people, they were also putting up their vote or gag. And then, you know, it was, I think that was a good slogan. That was, 'cause you know, it was vote or die. From PD and all them, but when they put out vote a gag, I had the straight people saying it. So,
well, I tell y'all one thing, honey. I had got my head cornrowed earlier today by the Africans, and when I tell you I came in this house, My head was so done.
We have overcome this day.
Yeah, my head was so done. You could stick a fork in it, it would come out clean. It was so done. But I was just so anticipating on getting to this poll and vote and just doing everything and stuff like that. Then I came in this house, me and my friend, well, he gone now, but me and my friend was here, and I was smoking a blunt and everything. My head was just pulsing. I was just like, oh, I was just this election. I wish they hurry up and pick this child so, you know, I could just rest my nerves. I was like, because my head is on fire. And then I got my Gilda sold in and everything. I was just like, oh, it's just so much going on today. But now that he's elected, you know, I could have me a. I'm not really a drinker, but I'm gonna make myself a nasty cocktail while we on this phone tonight.
I'm gonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
I
get
your cocktails out.
Everybody
get your lunch out. It's time to really celebrate and just really really be happy right now because we stood together for a cause and we made a difference.
Yes,
and
we
you know,
did.
No matter what anybody
yes, we
says,
did.
We did stand together for this. I've seen all the pictures, people were voting, people were promoting all over Instagram, all over Facebook. I don't use Twitter. And it's just that we today, especially today, we all have the same goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that if we can do this for the president, we can do this for that, we can still stand united for us, for what we believe in, as well in this ballroom scene, as well as the drama that we deal with every week at a ball. It just shows the power that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn from that. I'm not going to turn this into a state of emergency show. That is what tomorrow is for. But get your drinks out. Go get your blunts out. Jason, I'm going to step away for a minute, take over right now. We have no callers. Oh, we have the mothers on the line. Kelly, you're on the air.
Girl, don't be giving like that, honey. Okay, nobody don't want to talk about Barack Obama no more, honey. Obama for the mama. He did what he had to motherfucking do. Where is Nicole Unabella with all the motherfucking people
no,
she
no,
got?
No, Kelly, look, let me Kelly, say something Kelly, real quick. I missed the show last right night, right, because I was asleep.
Hold on,
but I said,
wait,
Tiffany,
Tiffany, Jasmine, say hold on for me.
Kelly.
You flash me.
Barack. Yes.
We overcome. Okay.
Okay. Well, we,
yes, we have overcome
that ballroom drama. Nobody want to hear about that ballroom shit right now.
Baby,
cool.
Well, listen, honey. Okay, we did our job, honey. We did what our job.
Okay,
we did our job.
Miss Romney
is on her way back to Massachusetts, honey, and she gonna sit her ass in there with her family and her 8 kids and say, and she
but
gonna
you know
cry,
what?
Honey, because black
power
is here.
You know what's so funny?
Okay.
Though? Hello. You know what's so funny? And I was surprised. Georgia gave the most votes to Romney, and I'm like, I was gagging because there's a lot of African American and minorities in Georgia.
No, baby, make no mistake. Georgia is definitely a redneck state, baby.
Huh? What happened?
I knew Texas.
But you have to realize that that's
state.
One of, but Keisha, you have to realize that that's one of them Chick-fil-A states
right.
Where they're not going to give it. They're going to go any. If he had not said anything about the gays and how he felt about the gays and how we should be able to have the same rights that we should have from birth, that if they didn't see, he didn't come out and didn't make that stand, he would have had Georgia. But because he went the way he was supposed to go the last 4 years, he did it this time, and he leveled the playing field for all of us.
So
okay. They was like, well, no, you got to go.
Let me
and
see.
They're gagging right now.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's 9 of y'all on the phone right now, okay? If Obama wasn't black, who would have voted for Obama? Real talk.
I would have.
Obama
wasn't black,
I honestly, I think that Romney's a complete idiot. Like, he just can't form anything together.
He was a puppet.
So I would have voted for Obama even if he wasn't black because I think Romney's an idiot.
I mean, it's no shade, Kelly. I mean, I voted for Clinton, and he white, and, you know, I love him. But, I mean, even
mm-hmm.
Obama wasn't black or whatever, what I think what gave it to me for him was that he was for He was for gay rights. He was supportive of gay marriage, okay? And, you know, he also was for, you know, the poor people. It's like, you know, he came from poor to what he is now.
He disrespected with you know, that man, I don't know how to pronounce his name. He got 281 electoral votes, and he disrespected him, honey.
I'm
quite sure it's more Caucasian in Ohio than... it's more Caucasians Ohio, and Obama turned the fuck out of Ohio.
But what's a smack in the face is Boston to Mitt Romney?
Boston's a racist though.
Mind you, he couldn't even win the state that his father was governor at that he was raised in.
Boston's a racist state. Boston's a very racist state.
Romney's campaign is not conceding, so they're gonna fight it. Good luck with that. Ain't nobody got time for it.
Let them keep on fighting, honey,
that.
Baby. He been fighting all these months, honey, baby. Please, that 47% ain't playing with him.
Thanks for reaching out.
Am I still on?
Yes.
Kelly, Massachusetts is a racist state, so he won his hometown, right?
He won in his hometown where he started his family at, but where he was raised at, he didn't win.
Where's he from?
No, he's not from Boston. Right. He's not from Boston. That's where he started his family at, where him and his wife migrated from the state where they was at. But he's not from actually from Boston, where his father, I forget where his father was the governor at. Somebody get us that tea where his father was the governor at, where he was raised at and everything.
Massachusetts, I'm not surprised, because Massachusetts is very racist, very, very, very racist.
He need to just come out and just concede and get it over with, because, baby, mother going to D.C. in January, honey. I'm going to be there this time, cold everything with my mink on, honey. I'm going to be there to watch it this one. Oh, I go 4 years ago, but, bitch, I'm going
to
be there this year, honey. Okay?
You should plan a bus trip, Kelly, to D.C., because, honey, I will go.
Honey. I want to go with the crew, honey. Me and the crew need to go down there and tape it, honey.
I'll go.
757-4.9,
you're on the air. Hey, everybody, it's Susan Mizrahi. Hi.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, Obama. Kelly, his father was the governor of Michigan. He was in Detroit. He's a car man in Detroit.
In Michigan. And he lost
everywhere he's ever lived except for the place where he was actually born. He has a house in California. He lost there. He has... Michigan, where he was raised, he lost
here.
Nobody wants him, obviously.
Yeah, nobody wants him.
He's a complete idiot.
Congratulations to Tim Chopsu, because you have rode the whole way with Obama since he was elected. You have been on the air and successful. So congratulations, and supporting him and keeping the issues out there in front of the ball.
Baby, do you
so
see
congratulations
all these...
to you too, Jasmine.
I watch the Channel 7. Do y'all see all those people in front of the White House, honey?
They're up in the trees. It looked like
New Year. It looked like New Year's on 42nd Street right now.
Yes, God.
It is New Year.
And the trees. They got Obama pictures and signs.
Because
they were going off to CNN. That's what I'm watching. But I need to maybe put it on something else.
I can't watch CNN. Because CNN is like watching Fox.
CNN is a racist channel.
Anyway.
So,
yeah.
They're so happy.
CNN
and
Fox, they both
racist.
And I'll be listening.
Yes, honey. We doing it big, honey. I was out at the pole, honey. I sat at the gas station for another 3 hours tonight, honey. And then I went to the pole. The pole was quicker than the gas station.
You know what I feel like doing, Kelly? You know, being the traders out there smoking their weed and carrying and everything like that. I feel like running out there, honey, with a little short skirt on, honey, and no gas. And just be like,
oh my God.
Well,
girl,
I'm
hanging up.
If you do that, Miss Thing, I think they're gonna change the vote.
Okay.
This is why.
Yes, honey.
Baby, yes, honey.
So what do y'all think about all the tricks that they was trying to do, like the poll where the man couldn't, you know, sign for Obama and kept going to Romney and, you know, coast to post or something where they was handing out all Republican forms outside of the voting booths? I mean, just all the tricks.
They tried everything. They even told... They even told me that my vote did not count. And I started asking a lot of my shipmates and some of the people in the Army. I was like, okay, wait a minute. It didn't dawn on me until I started thinking. I was like, wait a minute, are you Republican? The people that, are you Republican or are you Democrat? None of the Republicans got the message that they ballots got lost. But all the Democrats, well, not all of us, but a lot of people that were Democrat, oh, all of a sudden our absentee ballot got lost. I said, oh, they are fucking trying it. Why the fuck I got to fax the goddamn
Fox
voting?
Fox News is so mad right now. They're so mad.
Why?
Because
they're
so
racist.
I bet all them black people that Romney had to pay to be a supporter of him are so, look so foolish right now.
Mind you, they over there.
I wonder what Rush Limbaugh dumbass has to say.
No, you know who I want to know who got something to say? This motherfucking
Nancy Grace. I want to know what Nancy Grace.
Yeah, her lady.
No. The one from from Alaska.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about her either.
She's
you know
gagging
who,
her ass.
You know who I want to know what his motherfucking rebuttal is come tomorrow? Motherfucking Donald Trump with her late ass teeth that she wears across the top of her head.
Well, George Bush, you can come out from hiding now.
So, yeah.
Yes.
How
the icon, overall father, Barack of the White House.
Okay.
Obama.
The blueprint.
Yes,
Obama.
Yes.
The blueprint. Yes.
Yes, Naeem, I like that.
Bitch,
I like that.
Oh, my God, look at me. Is that New York?
Yes, that's Times Square. You see that, Kelly?
I'm sitting here watching it, honey. They say they don't know if this man gonna come down and concede the race shit. He needs to just bring his ass on down to the convention center, honey, and concede with his family and take their asses back to the house, honey, and have them some motherfucking ham hocks and some motherfucking neck bones and some collard greens for Barack Obama,
okay?
Because mm-hmm. They said last time I checked, they said you only got 274.
No, it's 281 now.
It's 281.
Oh, 281 to 203. And he only needed 270 to win.
Y'all did everything under God, the devil's power.
And they tried to pull all tricks out the trade and everything. Was say, you got all of these people at the Romney camp and honey, and they crying and shit. I know what the fuck they crying for, bitch. Why they crying?
They
why
jacking,
they mad?
Honey. They over there with the dick look on their face.
What about the report on the news? Wait a minute. Did y'all see the report on the news where Romney was hiring people? It was part of his campaign that they would like target people going out into the voting booth. And like if you look like you was voting for Obama, they would call into the booth and tell them to give you a hard time and, you know, like make it hard for you to vote. Did y'all see that on the news?
No, I ain't seen
that.
Oh, that was on the news. They said, yeah, it was on the news. They busted that out, too, on one of the shows.
Jasmine posted something today in the room of a YouTube video of somebody interviewing people. And it might as well, to me, no offense, because it's Caucasian people in my family, but it might as well have just been a big-ass Klan rally. And I'm glad that I watched that before I went to go vote, because that thing almost had me in tears, just hearing some of the negative and the ignorant stuff that these people were saying. And when you would ask them, well, what is Romney going to do, they couldn't give you a legitimate answer.
I wish somebody would have came up to me when I went to the poll, because I'd have pulled out my taser.
So, Kelly, you took your taser with you to the poll?
Yes!
I
only take my taser outside when I go get on the gas line, honey, because they've been killing people and fighting and everything
on
the gas line. Get to the line.
The new season of When Animals Attack.
Baby, they be skipping people and everything on the line. They be crazy on those gas lines for people to get gas, honey, baby. I got to take my taser with me, baby. If somebody roll up on me, bitch, I'm going to get this a vote.
Yes, the Latinos did it. 69%. Yes, Costa. Yes, they did.
But you know what's so funny?
Look at Washington, D.C. Bitch, it's the Million Man March, honey.
Honey, child, if I had a dollar for all the people I see right now.
You know what, though? I kept telling everybody, like all the Republicans that I know, I kept telling everybody at work, Obama is going to win from one slogan and one slogan only. What the fuck are you going to do? They can't answer shit for shit. Now, Romney couldn't ask nothing, but what scared me was that little vice president. That was the vice president running with
that Eddie Monster looking motherfucker.
No, yes, that motherfucker was evil. He was looking y'all. He was looking us right in the face like, "Bitch,
yeah.
We're gonna fuck y'all."
Yeah, we gonna
and
turn.
I don't
but you
care.
Know who I ain't trust? I ain't trust his wife. It was something about that bitch that just didn't rub me right, honey. It was She was like
cool.
A pill I couldn't swallow.
Oh, you
Naima,
talking about the
that
one that
was a true
like
definition of a Stafford wife. That was a true definition of a Stafford wife.
Of a Stafford wife. It sure
her
was. She could have been that gang of Ween, honey.
She looked like the bride of Chucky.
Yes. Well, her stiff ass hair. Yes. That witch.
This Michelle Carmel serving it to her every
mind
night
you,
they got finished with.
Mind you, y'all had to get in. I think it was the last night that they had the debate, and Michelle came on there. It was the president and Romney had their last little debate that they had. And if y'all remember, Michelle had came out, and her hair was giving you white woman. It was soft. It was bouncy. It was flowing. And then here comes the thing, honey. She coming out there looking like tumbleweed kind.
But wait, did you see how Michelle... Because remember the night before, his son said how he wanted to clock Barack. Did you see how Michelle looked at him like, I wish you would?
Okay.
Wow, bitch. I'm from the south
man,
side of Chicago, bitch.
You can tell Michelle
looks like she can throw a punch,
too. Play them games.
Michelle get very bitch. I'm from the shop, bitch. You ain't heard about me, bitch. You better recognize.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
I will
look,
beat
what you
saying
about me.
She
said,
I made. She said, I made Oprah sit the fuck down, bitch. You better get the fuck away.
That's what I was just saying. They said that Oprah wasn't really campaigning for him like that this year too, because like Michelle wasn't having that. She thought they was that Oprah was trying to be too involved, like too up on her man, and she don't play them games.
I don't know why she doing that. Because, honey, Oprah one, honey, is a piece of coochie, honey. She, you know, Stephanie is just a
man.
Okay. That's what I said. No shade. Oprah is definitely shacking with Gail.
Yeah. Because I know what she told Gail, right? Did y'all ever get that tea when she told Gail?
Oh, yeah, she don't want her to be with no man. Or
she don't want her to be married and everything. Yes.
Yeah,
when Gail wanted to get married. When Gail
she
wanted
told
to get
her
married,
she didn't think it was the best thing for her.
Let me tell
but
you
when she was with Stanley, she had Stanley living in the house.
But Stanley
like
is the
like
fall
was
man.
The maid, the house nigga.
Yeah, well, he's still a house nigga. He, you know, he's just the fall
he
man.
He's going nowhere. That money is long. You think
okay.
He's going somewhere, please?
Okay. He is up to
he's playing her every now and then, honey. Pick them titties up and everything, honey. He's playing her every now and then, child. Play her.
he might sit there and watch it.
He ain't get a full figure set now, Naima.
Y'all, Stephanie is gay. Who is it? He was dating the damn hairstylist. Remember that?
Everybody needs to come out the closet.
Well, maybe that's Oprah's good girlfriend. Maybe Stephanie's Oprah's good girlfriend.
Stephanie's a cover-up. She had no money.
All I know is I'm happy. I went out. I got me my celebratory sack for Obama. I said if he win, I'm going to get geeked up. If he don't, I'm still going to get geeked up.
Yes, I'm sitting here drinking. I'm sitting here drinking.
Bishop, you're back on.
A buck to Obama.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Look, man, Oprah and Stephanie and Gail, they all fucking each other, man. That's
oh
a big-ass threesome going on. Anyway. But why everybody got gag when that motherfucker entered the room? Fuck y'all. I can suck my dick.
Really?
You can suck my fucking
listen,
dick.
Listen, Bishop.
I'm
okay?
too fucking,
this
I'm too
gonna,
fucking happy
this
right now.
Not going to occur tonight, okay? Just come on and say what you want.
Hey, I'm not no little kid, dude. I know it ain't going to occur tonight. I ain't come on here for that shit, man. Just calm down. Calm the fuck down, dude.
Okay, oh my God.
Anyway, all I wanted to say is, man. Did y'all know that Ryan's hometown, Obama got also? He got Wisconsin. Obama got Wisconsin. And Ryan is from Wisconsin. The one that was running for vice president also. And then on top of that, all them southern states were going to be gotten by Mitt Romney. You still got racism going on. You still got slavery going on in some of
That's
them
true.
States.
That's
you still
true.
You got Mississippi. My mother from Mississippi. They still trying to make them pick cotton down there.
Oh,
see, I understand
shit.
That too. So I mean, I understood where the step for me. I understood where all the good states was gonna come from. I knew the North was gonna show up because when Obama talked about that the motor vehicles and how he got the motor vehicles GM when he got them back together, it helped out Ohio. Real good.
Detroit.
It helped out Ohio very good, and a lot of people like, dang man, he said he was gonna do some things, and he said what he said, and he did it. And look, we gonna vote for him, so that's why he got Ohio, y'all. He knew exactly where he needed to go. Mitt Romney thought that he was gonna get Pittsburgh. He thought he was gonna get Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania was not using Mitt Romney. So, yeah, I mean, for me, I think Mitt Romney ran a whole, his damn plan wasn't in check. He spent all that damn money and got endorsed by all these damn people. So, for me, all I got to do is tell him is Big Bird said, you mad. Because that's how I look at it, man. I'm so happy, y'all. I'm just so motherfucking happy, man. Anyway, you can mute me again.
Thank you, Michelle. 619-510.
Hey, y'all.
This is Mimi.
Hey,
I didn't mean to press 1, but since the computer automatically did it for me, all I got to say is O-B-A-M-A, Obama, O-B-A-M-A, Obama,
you
yes, honey. Yes, God, honey, I was in here bowling like shit when he won, bitch. Not playing, but bitch, I know
this
Mimi is over
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, Mimi.
I know Mitt Romney is gagging like shit, honey. He's over there crying like shit, like a little baby with his thumb in his mouth. Yes, God.
The 43rd and the 44th president of the United States. I'm so happy.
Well, thank you,
I'm not going to sit up here and let y'all just let that pass. How Bishop just came in here and punked everybody and said, shut the fuck
now
up.
He
didn't
punk me because I didn't.
He didn't punk no damn
he
body.
J-Rock,
you the last person
right.
to open your mouth and talk about anybody ever being punked. He did not call here and punk anyone. Mother and I had a conversation earlier. So that's why I chose to be quiet, because sometimes some people just need to be heard. And I thank you, because sometimes some people just need to shut up. And I thank you.
Okay, well, some of the people that need to be heard, Nicole Bellauna, you're on the air.
Oh,
okay.
You.
Can we do
hi, everyone.
Hi, Nicole.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, us niggas is in the White House for 4 more years.
Okay.
That's funny.
Fried chicken and watermelon for everybody.
Right, baby. That's exactly what I ate tonight.
Okay.
Before we get into her, I wanted to do something.
Thank you.
We had to do something before we got into her.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm about to be extra black and jazz because I'm going to give me some Obama dick tonight.
Ooh.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh,
so
but
you
I'm
and
excited, y'all.
Three-way Obama. That's cute.
Tiffany, what are you about to say?
Nothing. I wanted to do something
before
we get into all of Nicole's shenanigans, honey.
Well, go
ahead. No, I ain't got no time for that tonight. I'm excited, honey. Ain't nobody got no time for that child tonight.
Well, we
what
ain't worrying
about.
She was supposed
what
to call in
about?
with that name that I will not mention.
That's fine. I don't have no problem with that. I just said that I had wanted to do something before because I know that might take a long time. So I was saying I had wanted to just do something before we got into her segment. That's all I said.
That's why I said go ahead. We not even doing that.
No,
tonight.
But I need to switch forward to call because I can't call from my phone. I wanted to call, honey, and
well, give me
tell my mother
call.
Happy. How you going
to
call? You going to be able to hang the phone up?
You don't think I'll be able to hang the phone up? I'm on my house, honey.
You wanted to do what?
You wanted to do what?
I wanted to call and wish Dee Dee a happy birthday and get her side of how she feels about the election, too.
Oh, happy birthday, Dee Dee, if you listen.
Happy birthday,
yes, my mother, honey. It's her
happy birthday,
birthday now.
Mother.
Yeah.
We'll give you the number. I'll call her.
Honey, because I can't do it because I ain't going to be able to hang up my phone.
When I tell y'all, it's hotter than the blood of Jesus in my house.
Yeah,
my
house.
And
Kelly House, hot.
Yes, it's hot here, honey.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Honey,
we got that project heat up in here.
Well, I'm so glad to have my heat back because last night, talking to Kelly and y'all on the phone, I was sitting up in here in the North Face and a motherfucking Whitney
yeah,
did
yeah.
it gagging.
Well, bring your cute ass on over here then, honey.
No, well, my heat is on now, girl, please.
And I know about that project.
Naima, you always trying to slide that foot log up in somebody.
Well, Nicole said she wanted some Obama dick tonight.
Well, honey, I'm
going to
be Michelle.
Y'all need to meet Kelly for the rest of the night because you know what? She's not a part of the staff.
You can't meet nobody that got control of the switchboard.
She tried me tonight. Wait a minute. I want to ask Jason what
Let
you
Let me tell you something, honey. I'm nice and I'm respectful on Wednesday night, honey. But, baby, I will break through the motherfucking lines on Tuesday night, okay?
let's clarify something. If I'm controlling switchboard, you're not breaking through.
Oh. Thanks for reaching out.
No,
Naima.
Not, wait a minute. No, RJ, Nicole is not spilling the tea on Milan. We are not.
No, I mean,
about...
if Nicole wants to spill the tea or whatever until, you know, Barack comes out, if he's coming out or.
He's not coming.
You know,
he's not coming out.
Oh, he's not coming out?
He's not, you know, it never works that way. He's not coming out. The president's never come out until the other person that lost come out and concede. And Romney's not coming out to concede. He's challenging it. So we might not see Barack Obama tonight until Romney come out and concede. After he comes out and concede, that's when Obama comes out. And this bitch don't want to come the fuck out his motherfucking room with those not-ass motherfucking crackers.
Well, Romney, it's at 2 right now, Romney. It's at 2:81. The year 2:03. So suck it up, bitch.
Let's be nice to Romney. He already lost.
Fuck Romney.
Oh,
he
so
fucked
minute,
with
so
Big
Kelly,
Bird.
Saying,
he
oh,
came for
Romney.
Big Bird.
So Kelly,
what
you
that?
Saying that what's the name? Romney won't. They saying on it because I'm watching Channel 7 now.
Yeah, they saying that they don't know when he's gonna come down and they don't know if he's gonna come down and concede yet. And that's how it works with any electoral race. The person that loses has to come down and concede first. Once they come down and concede, the person that won comes out after they do. This bitch don't want to come out, Miss Thing. She needs to come out before I leave to go to the club, Miss Thing, because you know I gotta go make my video tonight, Miss Thing, for Obama.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she needs to come out.
She ain't coming out all that bullying that she did and all them damn, all them times booking. Damn stupid.
Well,
ass.
Is somebody gonna have to come out soon because I mean, what's happening tomorrow?
Well,
it's going to just be it'll be early tomorrow morning or sometime.
If
morning.
He don't come out, it'll be if he don't come down and concede, bitch. Until he come out and concede, Barack Obama's not gonna come out and say anything until he come down and concede.
And he
bitch.
Can say you can try to come in the White House if you want, bitch. I got them keys. How you doing?
Okay. I'm going to take me a tour. I'm going to take me a tour of the White House and everything, bitch. Girl, I'm going to do a lot of things,
yeah,
baby.
We need to plan a Tenzin Tribe Tea Party trip to D.C. because I still haven't been to the D.C. To Martin Luther King's memorial.
Yeah, baby, I'm going down to D.C., baby. And when I tell you, baby, I ain't never in all my years, bitch. Try to get tickets, bitch, to be out there in the front, bitch. But, baby, when they drop the news that they get in those the raffles for those tickets, I'm putting my name up in there. I need to be there, baby.
Oh,
I need
yeah,
to be front.
I forgot all about that. Yes,
I need to be
need
front.
To,
I need to be front and motherfucking center, honey. I need to see all of this, honey. Baby, I need to be there for all of this. I need to record all of this. This is history, honey.
No, it ain't going to be like, I don't think, I don't, like it was the first year, Cali, where they was like, you had to write in or call in and see if you get a ticket. I don't think it's going to be that way this year. I think it's just going to be first come, first serve, get out there, and get a good spot this time.
Mm.
You know, I just don't want Aretha to sing this time.
Oh, my God. Now I hope she just don't wear that hat again.
I'm going to sing this time.
Well, we'll call Aretha.
I'm going to go up to Obama, honey, and personally shake his hand and let him know that I am the 10th wonder of the world, honey.
Child,
and I just want to thank him.
Listen, and show him that flip phone.
Let's show him.
What'd you say, Jasmine?
There's a couple of other things that I'm getting across my screen. Maryland and Maine are the two states to legalize gay marriage. How do you guys
yes.
feel about that?
You said, are the who? What about gay marriage?
Maryland and Maine, we can get married here now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm.
Oh, you know what? Let me ask y'all something. Now, I didn't mean to cut you off, Jasmine and Jason and Mark, but I want to ask y'all something. Being Jason, that you in Baltimore, when I was down there, you know, when I was down there just recently with my mother, I kept
mm-hmm.
seeing that question seven. You know, them different pastors
you mean
and stuff like
six.
That.
Question six.
Oh, was it question six?
Question seven was for them to build another casino.
Casino, right?
In
okay,
Prince
six.
George's County. Question six is like the question that they had in California with no hate on question eight, but it passed here. So Maryland is now a state where it recognizes and legalizes gay marriage.
Right, because the pastors were coming on, different pastors were coming on TV talking about they didn't want to be made to marry anybody gay because it was so many words against their religion.
Right, but what it is now that the church, you can
the
go
church
to a church.
The right.
And you can go to a church, and the church has a decision. They can't. The church has a decision to say yes, you can have your wedding here, or no, you can't. That's all. That's it. That's all. Ain't nothing they can do about it no more. You can get married at City Hall. You can get married in a church. I can go outside on my steps and let the crackhead marry me if I want to. Ain't shit they can say about it now.
All right, I also got across my screen, marijuana is now legal in Colorado.
Ooh.
Oh, bitch, I'm moving to Colorado.
Okay, yes,
there
God, where's the zip code?
Now, making up our shit, bitch, we moving.
Okay, wait a minute, what goes on in Colorado? Because seriously, if it's legal there, I will move.
Don't
it's legal in California.
No, it don't snow. Do it snow in Colorado?
No.
It don't matter if it's legal or not, honey, because all I got to do is just go out my front door right here.
Here you go, Miss Illegal.
Well, it's been legal since
message.
I was born.
Hello?
Huh?
Another message is Wisconsin has the very first openly gay female senator.
Yes.
Yes.
But you know what, though, Jasmine? I'm going to tell you something. If you ever, well, I know you noticed it, but gay females anywhere are more accepted than the gay men. Like,
yeah.
if they
well,
see
that's
two
just the same thing, Naima, with lesbians and gays. I mean, a straight man would love to see two women go at it, but to hear about two men, most are like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was like, ugh, it would disgust them.
Speaking of that, that's what I wanted to tell y'all tonight. I just found out today that
hold
there
on.
Are...
Hold on, y'all. Speaking of y'all motherfucking stupid-ass girls that keep putting up these motherfucking pictures that Obama won and Ms. Stang, his wife, is going to take this dick, Ms. Stang, I done deleted it three times out the room, Ms. Stang. Stop putting it in the motherfucking room, bitch, or I'm going to delete you.
Ooh, what they put?
I know who that was.
I need to hit refresh.
Okay, wait a minute.
You're not on your job, honey.
No, when I'm in here talking, no, I'm not going to. I'm having a kiki. I ain't got time for that rum right now.
But I know who did it.
Honey, if somebody posts it up again, I'm going to delete them out the room. I keep erasing it, and bitches keep posting it.
Oh,
right.
Is it that cartoon picture of Barack Obama?
No, it's Barack and Michelle, and they talk about I won re-election, so now you're going to take this re-election dick.
Oh my goodness! Stop it!
Yeah,
if
you win tonight, you go. I'm gonna give you some of the re-election dick later on, or something like that.
Oh no!
Uh huh.
So disrespectful.
Really?
Hmm.
I mean, this is time to be happy. Like, are we serious?
He did not pay to promote in the room, so this is coming down.
Well, listen, I got something for you guys. Now, today I found out that there are a lot of people that's in the military that are transgender.
Well, yeah, they allow gays to be in the military. They can't.
Well, it's Washington State where weed is legal.
This is how they're getting away with it, though. This is how they're getting away with it, and it goes back to what y'all said. Our lesbians are more accepted than just the boys than gays and homosexuals. Well, not everybody homosexual. Well, then gays. Well, women are turning themselves into men, and, you know, it's kind of like, like one of the chiefs, she, you know, taking her hormones, she's going through the process, she's going to get her breasts removed, all this kind of stuff. But everybody knows it and nobody's saying nothing about it. And they're like, well, she's, at the end of the day, she's still a woman. But it's kind of different if a man was to change himself to a woman and get these titties and all this kind of stuff. So I was like, this is some double standard type bullshit. So you got these women in her, their voice getting deeper. They send up her, you know, I mean, you got to shave, so you can't really say nothing about that. But they're clearly turning into a fucking man. But we got
that's the same thing as a butch queen turning into a femme queen. So it's a double standard. You really can't really read because it's really just the opposite, the flip way around. So
I'm just saying, but a butch queen can't turn into a femme queen in the military because I guarantee you, if I go put some titties on my chest and go to work, they're going to kick me out the military.
Well, they allow gays in the military. You can't really do that.
Well, you know what? I mean, you're not that far from it now, Jay Robert. I mean, you know.
Oh.
We have a caller, our son Ebony, on the air. Hassan. Okay.
He's in Georgia. They shut him up.
If anybody wants to tune in or talk with us tonight, please press 1. Nicole, people are asking for you to spill the tea about Milan. Do you want to give them a little taste again?
What is the daily? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said people are asking in the chat room for you to spill the tea, I guess, about Milan. Do you want to talk about it, or you don't even feel like talking about it?
It's up to y'all. Like, I'm just enjoying myself right now.
Well, go ahead and spill it, child. This is, you know, the tea party.
I mean, basically, you know what I said last night. That's all, basically. If they were listening in, you know.
Well, what was that? Because, I mean,
basically, he was, like, begging me to make up fake names and put some good reviews on his, on that record bullshit that he made.
Not record bullshit. People are saying that if they don't believe you, that they need to see screenshots, or I guess they want you to post whatever
First of all, I don't need to lie. I never lied about anything that I've ever said out my mouth. But I posted in the room.
Now let's
one
not
thing
say
about
that.
It, I don't get along with her. But one thing I do kind of believe about Nicole is that when she says something, though, she don't really be fabricating it. Like, she do be kind of, it do be seeming plausible, like she do be telling the truth. Now, I will give her that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't got time to be lying, child.
Girl.
I don't know, honey.
Like, you know, before I knew it was Kelly, like, you know. You know, like, she DM me to get on her show and shit like
that.
I just believe, pick on Kelly. Yeah, I just believe that he would want somebody to comment something good on his thing. That sounds like what something he would do to me, other than that.
Yeah, he kept hitting me up in my inbox, talking about, did you put, you know, the nice reviews up yet? Yeah, did you put them up? He told me he would send me a green dot for $100.
Oh.
Did you get your money?
No.
Did you get your green dot?
Oh,
is that why you didn't say nothing?
Wait, did he want to send you the $100 so you could like his song 100 times? Because it was only $1.
No, he just wanted me to put some good reviews because I had AS10. I said, why is there all bad reviews up there? And he said, well, start putting some good ones. And I said, well, from the same person, like, it's going to be from the same name. So he said it will only take a couple minutes to stop them. And then I can make other, you know, fake names and profiles and shit. And I was like, child, I ain't doing all that. Listen, I'll get on
I have seen a couple of
comments. It only takes a few minutes.
I had seen a couple comments. Somebody had said it, they said it was horrible. It's like nails to a chalkboard or something like that. I had
no good
reviews.
There was no good comments.
Yeah.
No, not on YouTube. It was on Media
Takeout.
I signed him, right?
Yeah, because I had asked him that, too. I said, so are you signed? You know, because me and him was cool. We were talking shit, whatever. And I said, so are you signed with Kanye? And he said, oh, I can't answer that to you. I said, you can tell me. He said, well, I can't tell you to answer November 16th. And I said, oh, that's my birthday. So I guess it will be some good news. So he said, yeah, I'll tell you at the end. So I said, oh, all right, whatever. So then he said, well, then he hit me up again. Did you put some good reviews? And I just ignored him.
So let me ask you something, Nicole. What made you now out him now? Like, because you didn't get a call or something. What made you, like, out him?
That was my question.
Basically, to be honest, like, I was just sick of his shit. And then yesterday, he was in there ripping on somebody, and I left a comment, and I said, leave that child alone. That's all I said. They were my exact words. So then the child started posting my picture and reading me. So I
you talking about the child with that mole?
Yeah.
On the forehead.
I forget his name.
Well, that child should have been red because... Because she, look at her. She was a hot mess. Like, come on.
Yeah, he got like, his mole in his forehead.
They lit that picture up for 200 and something comments from his mama came back with fire and was going to the kids' profile, pulling out their bad shots, and reading.
Yeah, well, she was a beast.
So Miss Mama
was
playing.
She shouldn't have showed up at Day Pride looking like that, but she was looking like a looker.
Yeah.
At Day Pride.
Out there in Houston,
no,
J-Rock.
It was a child that was at a funeral or something, and they had a shirt on, like with the person that died's picture on the front of it, and what's his name? Milan was saying, can you tell me what labels you walk and all this shit, like trying to wreck them. I left the comment, I was like, leave that child alone, like, she ain't bothering nobody. But the child that I was picking up for, basically, started looking at me.
It's just best to stay out of shit, child.
Yeah, basically, you're right about that, but then I was like, Milan, you're the one that started all this shit. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. So I went in on him, and I said, faggot, don't fucking play with me. With all that, you know, you don't know what I'm talking about bullshit. All of a sudden, you know, because he's quick to act dumb, and I hate that. So then I started waiting him up, and then he kicked me out of the room.
Oh, so now you wanted to out him. So if he never kicked you out of the room.
Before that, I sent him a message, and I sent him an inbox message, and I said, I'm fucking playing with you, I'm going to fucking spill a lot of bullshit about you, like.
Well, she said that in the group to him, too, though. It's not like
so
she
did
just,
he ever
you know.
Send you any messages where he said for you to make up these names or for you to give him good reviews?
Yeah.
Well, if it's an unbothered bitch, then, honey, I will oath-pugger the motherfucker Essage mug.
Yeah, but
I'm down
right now. I'm up. Listen, fuck him.
Oof.
I ain't worried about Milan, child.
Dick is good. Dick's delicious. 24 flavors and nutrition.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I eat some bit for him. I'm not gonna lie, because that's one thing I don't do. I keep it real. You know, I like some butch creams and I eat some bit for him. And, you know, whatever. But.
Jason, somebody's saying in the chat room that, I guess they must be saying that Milan lied about sending his goons to beat you at Gagawin.
What?
Wait a minute, let me, because I just happened to click over to that screen. Hold on, let me go up a little bit.
They're trying to say that about Nicole. They're trying to say she's lying because Nicole said she was going to have her goons beat him up.
Beat him?
What chat room is that in?
Oh, that's in the blog talk room.
Because that just blew me. Because really,
that was a mistake. They talking about Nicole.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Wait a minute. Who is he saying lied? Is he calling Nicole? Is the Black Invader? Who are you talking about? Malone was
talking about Nicole.
I could figure that out.
So they call Nicole.
Sorry, y'all. I had just happened to click
Obama
over there.
Got 209.
Let me tell you something, baby. I don't need to lie about anything. I mean, we
okay.
Had
no, wait a minute, Nicole. Wait a minute, Nicole. Nicole.
Obama 290.
He said, I did not put you out of the room or anything. Alexis and Courtney, Courdney, are both a part of the Boardroom A-List show. Alexis is the host and Courtney is the switchboard, and they are also an administration. They are the ones that put you out, love. I said, well, that's the fucking tea then. Okay, Milan, seriously now, I got put out of the room from Alexis.
Okay, hold up now. You're not going to be. Alexis is not an administrator of none of that.
No, I got it right here. But that was from back in June. That was the first message.
She ain't been no administrator since way back when.
I'm saying he's not going to lie on my sister, though. Oh, yeah. That's enough right there. Isn't this your group? Don't you think it's on here? Okay. All right. Let me see. Wait a minute. There's a lot of messages in this box.
You know what I got in the mood for to listen to?
I told you before.
The Benny Hill theme song.
Okay.
The what? I'm fucking at the what song?
The Benny Hill theme song. Yes.
I'll be there in 20 minutes. Yes, Obi.
Obama, 290.
All right, October 17th. Am I still on here?
Dick's delicious.
Yeah, you still here? He said, "Go post some good comments." Then I said, "Baby, I'm trying. I'm just saying." By the way, don't you need it to make an account? He said, "I think so, but that only takes 2 seconds." I said, "Okay, are you signed in?" I said, "Are you signed with him?" I can't release any information until after November 15th, hint, hint. I said, congrats, boo. My birthday is November 16th, so there's some luck for me. He said, woot, woot, now go play some good positivity.
Oh, shit.
I think they're right.
I can't with my life.
Be like, I don't give a shit, it's your birthday, bitch.
Be like,
go
say your birthday. I said, why they hating on you? He said, who knows, who cares? But then again, they hate on me too. Okay, kill me. I swear. They talk about. Okay, all right. He said, "Did you go through some positivity yet?" I have a question. Did you download my new single, Superstar? If not, would you? If not, I would really appreciate your support. Download your copy.
My back. Lick my pussy and my crack. But you gotta put your neck into it.
We got a couple of callers. 773-778, you're on the air.
Okay, y'all really wearing me tonight. First of all, Naima, that is way too much shade.
What are you talking about?
That is a whole lot of shade. Ain't nobody else catching it, but okay, it is what it is. Nicole, we need you to post that in the room, baby, not dictate
shit. I am right now.
Thank you.
Bullshit.
Ain't nobody asking you nothing about no bullshit.
Oh,
we going to have our own personal little talk, Mr. J-Rock. Hey, everybody. Is everybody happy about tonight? I am overjoyed.
Yes, everybody's very happy.
Naima.
Huh?
Sing my song, bitch.
What song?
Mark,
Dick,
I love
good.
You.
Dick's
I'm
delicious.
You. You gotta talk.
Okay.
Well, okay, that's it.
Bishop, you're back on the air.
Oh, here we go.
Huh?
Bishop.
If you're in the chat room, Costa posted something. He may not give a speech, but he did post an email. Romney. Obama.
Women, is it in the room?
I ain't gonna be able
yeah,
to see
it's a Barack
speech. Somebody send it to me.
Up and down because a literal call went over the room when the first Barack Obama was called for reelection. And then they heard that there was a possibility of
a
repeat
shouting
in Ohio.
How's
everybody so quiet? What are you doing?
I figure out where all that noise coming from.
What noise? Wasn't Bishop on the line?
Yeah, I don't know. Dick is good. Dick's delicious.
Yeah, 24 plates and nutritious. Tick it in your butt. Tick it in your back. Anyway you have it, it's a nice little snack.
Oh, Obie.
Oh, this bitch is nice of Sinai that Callie just put out in official ballroom. I love this.
That is sick.
So nobody's going to come out and talk. They are trying. They're carrying right now. I mean, what the?
It
I
is
guess
290
it's a
to 201. Oh, really? Come on, Romney. Give it up, girl. Give it up, Johnny.
She posted the conversation in the group.
Don't stop. Just do it. Do it. Lick it now. Lick it.
So, Nicole, he really did say whoop, whoop. Bitch, like, pay.
Give it up, turn it loose. It ain't worth it.
I'm very interested to see what is going to happen with Florida and Virginia.
Oh, they still haven't said they thing yet, Jasmine?
No,
nope.
They haven't.
Where's London at?
What?
Right.
Well, it really don't. So, Jasmine, it really don't matter now, right? Because he won.
It don't.
No, I don't think it matters at all, but I'm still interested.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, Florida.
At all.
Florida
is
playing.
Florida's going to go to Obama.
I say let him go through it. Shit, it's already over.
Woot, he really said woot, woot.
Who is that?
Let me tell y'all something. That woo woo really pays the fuck out of my car. I wouldn't be happy.
Who TV is that?
Right.
That's my TV. I'm watching this thing.
Oh, okay.
My new saying, bitch, my new saying is going to be woo woo.
Yes, woo woo.
Woo woo.
No, 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 no. You have to say it when you're paying somebody. Like if somebody
yes, exactly. Woo woo, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, y'all gonna gag.
And go right into a whole other conversation.
Rami, whoop whoop, bitch.
I got to move.
Give it up, turn it loose.
I'm going on a party ride. And I'll teach you.
These bitches look really depressed.
Who look depressed, Jasmine?
I don't know if it's gonna post in the room.
What station you looking at?
No, I'm looking at these pictures of Romney supporters reacting to Obama's reelection, and they really look depressed, like the world.
They about to commit mass suicide.
What is the pictures?
What is it giving up? Wait a minute, Jason. Post the pictures in there.
I posted the link that takes you to the page.
Hold on, let me go back in there.
Them bitches about to commit mass suicide. Kentucky, how you feel right now, you country bitches?
You know what, though, Jason? I wonder, why would you want to live after... Look how it turns out in Washington, D.C. How you going to be in Washington, D.C. and they hate you?
I have a question, J-Rock.
Huh?
What happened in Texas?
Oh, the reaction right here. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Let me get a piece of this.
Wait, how do you see Obama?
Obama, for your mama.
Oh, the girls are gagging. Look at these pictures. Y'all see
I'm
that?
Looking. Oh, my God. Look at his son.
Yes,
yeah,
okay, yes, go
ahead. Ryan, ooh, the girls
you know
are.
What? I am not going to take, my mother told me that you do not take joy in somebody else's pain.
Well,
but
oh,
not
well, honey.
Nice
oh, well,
mama.
Honey, now.
You don't think that they would have been reading a TKN at us?
Of course.
Of course.
In reverse.
They are gagging, Jasmine. Look at.
Oh, my God. Look at this little boy. Like, these black people, what we going to
do? Look how they all just standing there just with, like, They faces is tighter than a virgin's pussy looking up at the screen.
Yes.
Where
y'all looking at?
Pray to
Jasmine.
Jalinka
Jasmine.
Yes, you better pray to sweet baby Jesus.
Jalinka Jasmine put up.
I don't see one black person.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just logged up here.
I didn't want to say that.
Naya looks, Naya looks lovely.
I don't see one black person. As my grandma would say, I don't see a fly in buttermilk. I don't.
Okay, you don't see
that
one token.
I didn't want to sound racist by looking, you know, saying anything, but I felt the same way.
No
wow,
tokens,
honey.
No tokens in the area in the
okay,
building.
Okay, child. Oh my God, Jennifer, he won. Becky, I can't believe it. Yes, I'm going out the bar and buy me a bunch of Obama for your mama T-shirts.
They is shocked. Something fierce on here.
I don't like the fact that I keep getting put on hold.
You what?
I don't like the fact that I keep getting put on hold.
Because your background be loud.
My background wasn't loud because my phone was on mute the whole time. When I got ready to say something, I was on hold. It wasn't my background.
Woo, woo.
Anyway.
Ain't nobody in my house, ain't no TVs on nothing, Nani.
Yeah,
so it wasn't my background.
She didn't already post.
When you talk, all I hear is bah, 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 bah.
She didn't told that. She didn't told Chanel, bitch, you better not balk tonight.
It's all right.
You beat the shit, you beat that dog like I beat stars.
No, actually, I didn't beat her. I plucked the shit out of her nose.
What?
Girl,
okay.
That dog on the radio last night.
Okay, well, baby, if you learn not to bite nothing up around here, honey, you see how RJ's trained, honey. He got his ass whooped one time. He got his ass whooped one time for biting my motherfucking heel up to my motherfucking shoe, baby. He don't bite nothing else no more.
Yeah, RJ is good from what
I
see.
He has a lot of manners, honey. He's very
Yeah,
manners.
He really does.
Baby, and that's just how this bitch is going to be, too, honey. She real disrespectful, honey. RJ knows, honey. I point the finger, RJ knows where to go. He listens, honey. This bitch is real disrespectful. She got to get broken in. Got to break her down.
Bring my dog to New York because my dog is fucking rude.
Oh, baby. Oh, no, baby. RJ has a lot of respect, RJ. RJ knows how to sit. RJ is like a human. I'm going to tell y'all would gag. I wish I would have recorded it, baby. RJ is like a fucking human, honey. I told him the other day, like 2-3 weeks ago, to give me his motherfucking paw so I could give him a treat. I said, give me your paw. He don't want to give me his paw. I said, give me your hand. This motherfucker put his hand in my hand, his paw in my hand.
So...
But yeah, he's real respectful. Chanel, she got a lot of breaking in to do, honey. And
how
she'll
old
be
is
all
Chanel,
right.
Charlie?
Huh?
How old is Chanel?
Chanel is 5 months.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she's
and
a baby.
RJ is how old now?
And RJ is 3. RJ is 3 years old.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, he deleted my post.
Who deleted your post?
Malone.
Where?
In his room.
Oh, they always delete the posts.
Such a messy queen.
What post you put up?
Oh, somebody put up a post about him paying people to like that horrible ass song.
Oh.
And I wanted his response to it.
That was his response. Don't try it, bitch. You will get out of here.
Obama got 290 electoral votes now.
Mm. Obama got more likes than Malone songs.
Oh.
Oh.
Flatline. Y'all need to stop. Be nice.
Mm. Okay. I know, Jason. You said you don't want to mention his name and nothing. And
but it's because it's funny. It's just funny. I mean, I'm having a kiki tonight, girl.
Woo-woo,
mama.
Woo-woo.
Jason,
thank
you better
you.
Stop.
Thank you, J-Rock.
Jason, you better
Woo-woo.
Stop before you get kicked out the room.
Yes. Let's have
I'm already
kiki.
Kicked out the room.
Have a kiki. Lock the door.
Hey, I did not know this was a real fucking song. I went to the bar the other night to the drag show,
And they had that song on Let's Have a Key. I thought they made that shit up.
Oh, my God. Look at this woman's face that Miko just posted. This bitch, tell me why you mad, Miss Boston, Massachusetts.
I can't find baby. I don't know where. I don't know why.
Tell me why you mad, girl. Tell me why you mad.
Now, Ema, could you please tell us what is all is going on? Because you've been singing a lot of weird songs, and we want to know what the fuck.
I am over here happy and crying.
Okay. Bitch, I'm
okay,
glad
nobody got time to
get you feel a brand new day.
Yes.
So I was kicking my legs high, just like on the Wiz.
Yes, the Wiz, honey. Yes, when they was out in Emerald City, honey.
Yes.
She was like, you got to be seen in green. Your shoulders, your stuff is laid. If you're not seen in green, you better be ready to change.
You
got to
be wearing a chain. No, not even.
What is going on tonight, honey?
Ooh.
What's wrong, Tiffany?
Tiffany, is the boy asleep?
I'm not at home. I'm bored.
Oh, you at work.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Everybody is so excited because I'm watching Channel 7. And everybody's so excited up there in Chicago and everything like that. I think they just kind of paying the fact that he has to
if
come out or that he's probably
to,
not going
to
come
out. Civic Center. Dad should be on his way to the Civic Center. He in Chicago.
Can I have some spaghetti?
But I'm gonna tell you how funny the news has been. Even though, you know, some of the stations they was for, you know, Obama or what have you. Some of the other ones, some of the same stations were still giving all these red states trying to get the girls' confidence, you know, down, like, you know, y'all not going to get it, he not going to get it, whatever the case may be, you know, y'all going to gag or whatever the case may be, but, you know, it is what it is, you know, he got it. And mind you, we don't even know if he even got Florida yet, like Jasmine said.
Right. Yeah, I'm paying close attention to it, I want to say it. But they keep saying that he's going to get it because the counties that are still counting or whatever, he's known, I guess, in the polls or something. So we'll see.
4 more years. And he wrote it for the quiz. Now, Amy, we can get married now, girl.
Well, Lord, right down there in New Thomas Baptist Church.
Okay, you can wear the tuxedo and I'm going to wear the dress.
Don't try it.
I can't.
Don't try it.
I can't.
We all in a good mood tonight. Don't get the shit slapped out you because you want to be scratched on this phone.
Do y'all think we're going to have a different president now that he knows that?
Hell yes. Let me tell you
something.
J-Rod, let me tell you something. Obama had to be calm, cool, and collect for the first 4 years. Baby, this 4 years, he going to say what the fuck he need to say. If y'all thought he was an angry black man,
okay,
you ain't seen nothing. And bitch, and let me tell you, Michelle, you going to that bitch, she going to walk on water.
No. You know what? Everywhere that Obama was not aggressive, Michelle was being aggressive. But
yeah,
Now they about to get the real Michelle.
He going to tell a girl, y'all can kiss. If I never told you to kiss my ass before tonight, you can kiss my entire black ass tonight. And I thank you.
You know, she gets real offensive when somebody says something about Barack. Now they're going to say, she's going to be like, look, don't talk about my man.
I don't need my 40 acres and the mule. I got Barack Obama.
Okay. He gonna say, "Honey, it's no more white power, honey. It's black power. Power to the people,
all the people."
Okay. Michelle Obama, with all that body that she be having underneath them dresses, gonna come out there swinging her hair and her layers, her white woman layers, honey. She gonna look over at Mitt Romney's wife and get very. Now this is how you treat a lady. She gonna swing her motherfucking hair, bitch. She said to take notes, honey.
I'm really looking for the president to say fuck that, like when he's talking and then somebody jump in and he goes fuck that.
But no, but if you get into Barack Obama, some of them pictures, that
man guarantee you,
is
I
so sick
he
because he didn't
be
get a finger, a couple of times.
Well, I have a question. If anybody knows me, I like to pre-plan early, so this might sound silly, but we know he only has 4 years. What happens after the 4 years is that?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that, too.
I think it's either going to be Biden's going
to
run or Hillary's going
to
run.
I'll take either one of those two.
I like Biden.
I'll take Biden or Hillary.
I was going to vote for Hillary anyway. That's why I told everybody, like when he said, did you vote for Barack Obama was white? I was voting for Hillary Clinton anyway.
But
Barack Obama won.
But you know what, though, Jasmine? That would make history right there, too. We made history with a black president. That would make history to have a woman as a president.
Right.
Yes.
I would take Hillary
Clinton. And I think right after, like, it would be, like, really hot if it's Obama, and then it's Hillary.
Yeah.
The Republicans would gang. They were going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
But you know what happened? That show, I don't know if y'all watched that show, but I'm a person and I think hard about things. There was a show that used to come on called Commander in Chief, and it was the female president. And this was right around the time, and it came out right before it was getting ready to start, that we needed to start thinking about who was going to be the next president. And it was a female president. And I think, they took that show off because it was a good show, so I don't know why it got canceled. I think they took that show off.
I'm sorry, y'all. I clicked on the answer. A call. About to get dressed and hit the bar in a minute. They have a happy hour all night tonight.
So, Michi, being that you are the bishop, that phone call that that phone call that you got on the other line, was it given very, can you reach my friend?
I'm dead. It gave me, come and buy me a train.
Okay.
That's what it gave me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You do look like T-Pain.
So you going out to lay hands and touch and agree tonight, Bishop?
I'm going to take communion.
So you go to
what is? They have 3, 5, 7 nights.
They said that Romney's gonna come on. I don't know.
Before 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So Michi, you're going out to touch and agree, and you're going to taste and see.
I'm going to taste and see and have communion. You know, let us sit together. You know.
Okay. I'm sorry, Naima. Costa just said that Romney will concede before 1 a.m. He's already called the president.
Yeah, which is
reasonable. Obama, change your number. After she come out, you change your number.
Okay, because after that, he's going to be playing on that phone.
Okay. Honey. Because, you know, they can track on these phones.
Creating history, having the first black president and then having him reelected again. I know that there are so many people that are angry.
Yes, because they just knew he was going to be
a
one-term president.
They were angry for the first
4 years. Right.
Let me tell you something. I have a business, okay? So I deal with a lot. A lot of people don't know personally about me, but I have my own business, and I've been in business for 11 years.
Hallelujah.
And my thing is, I deal with so many different types of customers. They be so angry sometimes. You know, I just kind of catch the anger in them, and you can hear them, like, mumbling, and they just seem so bitter. And I know these are some of the reasons why.
And they'll always, you know, they'll try to keep it cute. They'll be like, oh, yeah, in the past 2 years, past 3 years, or something like that. Or, you know, that's some business went down for them. You know, so you can hear the bitterness in them. And I know they're just going to be angry for another 4 years.
Well, you know what was wrong? You know what was always the key to me, Jasmine? When I came to Washington, D.C., they had different commercials than we have down here in Texas. And the commercial that made me laugh the most was when the girl kept saying what Obama didn't do. I can't go through another 4 years of this. And I'm like, bitch, the shit you're going through came from the fucking Republicans, you dumbass.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember the commercials being stuck in that hotel. I was seeing a lot of those commercials over and over again.
Right, those same commercials where the lady just kept saying, I don't think I can do this another 4 years.
Uh-huh. I remember
I'm
that
like, but
I
never seen that one.
Yeah, I think they only showed it in Maryland.
Yeah, and my thing was what she was saying, but it was like, the whole thing was what she was saying was she was in debt, she was struggling, the economy, she don't think she can go through this another 4 years. I'm like, bitch, are you paying attention to what you just said? And that's what you pissed me off about.
It said Romney is going to speak at 12:55 a.m. So everybody go to CNBC if you can, or MSNBC if you can, or whatever.
They're
going to be showing it on Channel 7, too, so.
You're the only one with Channel 7, you and Kelly.
How soft is
listen,
getting too
listen,
skinny?
Listen.
I wanted to eat.
Not too much, Jasmine, because you over there watching NBC over there, okay?
Somebody need to feed Al Sharpton.
If I
yes,
had Channel 7,
Al
I'd be watching Channel 7.
Oof.
What'd you say, Jasmine?
If I had Channel 7, I'd be watching Channel 7.
You would have slightly rubbed it in over there.
I have a question for y'all. How do y'all think Stacey Dash feels right now?
Who is that?
No, not about Stacey Dash. What about Nicki Minaj, who said she was voting for him?
Well, she
well,
said
you know,
that
she
was
tried
just
to,
she said that was just a gag.
That was just like a little gag.
But I don't know who Stacey Dash is. What does she play in?
She played in Clueless.
Clueless. She was a black girl from Clueless.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember her.
And she played a single lady.
And single lady.
She was Obama's V.
She's oh, the girl that they wrote off
idiot.
The show?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like her anyway, so she's, who cares what
she Yeah, she's
sounds?
A fucking idiot. She plays an idiot on everything she plays in. And she lives as an idiot.
And they down there, and Kelly on her way down there to vote night for 39th and 8th, and they down there from 39th on up.
We got some calling 347-829, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. How about everybody else?
Hey.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi. Hey. This is for Naima. Naima.
Oh. Yes.
Naima, I want you to stop quoting scriptures for foolishness. That's what I want you to do.
Oh.
You are mess, Naima. You need to stop it.
But look, that's what it says. It says, O taste and see that the Lord is sweet.
What he's trying to tell you, Naima, says, O taste and see that the Lord is good, not that the lick is good and all that other foolish
well,
shit.
Well, listen, look, now. Don't you have to get ready to go out and sin?
No, see, I wasn't going out to sin because, see, I can drink and not become drunk.
But you're going out. You're talking about the child were to buy you a drink, honey. Very T-Pain about the situation. So you're going out to be a sinner.
That don't mean I'm going to sin.
Well, I would be going to sin, honey, because I would want to touch
and
a drink.
I can have a drink and not have to touch and feel on people and get felt on and stuff. What type of...
Yeah,
that's you and that high sex drive you got with that $5 foot long you always trying to deposit to somebody.
Oh.
not too much, maybe. or I'll talk about what you were trying to get me to do on Uvo the other day.
Oh, my Lord. It's getting hot in here.
Jesus, it's a fog.
Wait a minute. I'm getting that Barack won Virginia.
Oh, he did?
So he just won Virginia.
He up to 303. He can give it up and turn it loose.
303. He needs to run. Romney needs to run out here to this podium and just say, okay, I got my ass whooped.
Barack run New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Nevada, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island.
303 to 203. Damn.
Virginia, Vermont, Washington, Wisconsin.
I couldn't really see the figures. It looked like about 7% of the Senate, the 7% of the House is now Republican.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Black what did it say? Black Vador,
mm-hmm.
AKA Your Highness. No, I did not. You trying to be fresh in there?
What channel
are
y'all watching that y'all getting this quicker than I am?
I got up the election news feed. We've gained 3 new seats in the Senate, and we have 153 seats in the House, and the Republicans have 208 seats in the House.
You can go on Yahoo and click the presidential race, and it'll go President, Senate, House.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm
looking
at.
MSNBC.
You can Google that.
Florida is the only state that's pending.
Well, Florida's always pending something.
Jasmine don't want them to
No, I'm looking at Florida, and it says it's a toss-up, but it's saying Barack won. It's 49.9% Barack, 49.2% Romney. So it's still a toss-up right now.
Well, I don't think they're really going to make a difference.
Not
at this point. It would have to be lower than that. They're too close together.
With all the African Americans and Latinos down in that little area, it's Obama.
Look at these states that voted for Romney. North Carolina and South Carolina.
Don't you want to play my game? Looking for
Alabama.
From Texas all the way over to fucking North Carolina and South Carolina. Baby, that's why I hate riding through there at night.
Mississippi.
When I tell you, them girls, they are gagging. It's giving you a stern set over there where Romney is.
Ain't nobody, the wind not even blowing over there by Romney. The
look at that child right there with that pen. Look at her. See?
Romney got all the 7 racist states.
Of course he was going to win in all the races, right?
And a change was going to come.
Change is coming.
A change will show up.
Don't worry about a thing.
Look at Romney's camp. Do y'all see Romney's headquarters?
I can't with Naima.
All right,
I was in Boston, Massachusetts,
I would have
left.
Hey, Donald Trump, how you feel right now, you dumb motherfucker?
Black Vader is up here trying me in the chat room. I'm going to kill him when I find out who he is. Oh, here we go. Look. Here he come, y'all. Here he come. Wait a minute. Let's see what we got to say.
Y'all going to have to put y'all phones on mute.
Okay, well, I'll mute mine.
I don't see him coming.
I don't see him. Oh, he's coming out now, looking like Herman the Monster.
All right, I'm muting my phone.
Hold on, I want to
mute me too, Jasmine.
Me too.
Mute me till he's finished.
Well, damn, I don't know how to mute my goddamn phone. What the fuck?
Well, keep talking then.
Mike Q.
Such a short speech.
Look at the wife's hair.
Is that her hair? I thought that was a haystack.
I thought it was a weed basket.
The wife's hair is a mess.
They look a rude mess.
Well, look at him hugging Eddie Munster. No, he ain't hugged Eddie Munster yet.
Woo woo. Moving along. He's concerned about America. I was concerned for
him. Look at the wife. Look at her. Look at the wife. Look like she was shooking and jiving in the bed. Look at that hair.
Oh my God! If that ain't the bride of Chucky.
Not shooking and jiving.
If that ain't the bride of Chucky.
In the Electoral College. Yes, Mr. Man, she do look like the Stafford wife.
That hair look like she been. He was smacking on her in the back because he didn't win. That hair look. That
like
hair
she had
look
a fight with the house cat.
Bitch, you would have thought he was getting a Grammy. All them motherfuckers on stage.
Is Tiffany still there?
Did you say that?
Do you still want to call Dee Dee?
Well, I guess we all finished talking about whatever y'all talking about.
So, where's Jasmine?
Whoever got the TV up, turn it down and turn the music because we can hear you too.
It ain't mine.
Ain't mine either.
That was
Rock for your mama.
Jasmine.
Yes.
So what you think about her speech that she just gave?
Sure.
Did you catch the shade? She would have made a great first lady.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard that.
And I said, shoulda, coulda, woulda, but you didn't. Woo, woo, moving along.
Woo,
Michelle.
Woo.
I want to see Obama come out and talk.
I want to see Michelle.
I really think Obama's going to be somewhere dancing somewhere. I don't know why.
He is getting it in. He got him
He's
a new board.
I'm telling y'all, he going to come out there with the whole cast from The Wiz, with Michael Jackson and everybody. They're going to come down there, and they're going to ease on down that motherfucking road, honey, right there. Y'all not going to be ready, I'm telling you.
They're gonna start doing them high kicks.
Yes, and they're gonna have a ha remix inside Ease On Down the Road song, honey. It's gonna be like da 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 ha da da da. The girls gonna come out carrying it.
Oh my god.
Wait a minute. Jasmine, I gotta ask you a question. Is it all right if I post a picture? I wanna post it real quick so all y'all could get into it in the official ballroom. Just for 1 second so y'all can just all see it and then I'll delete it. It's good. Funny. All right,
wait. I'm gonna go delete it refresh.
Did you already post it?
No, I'm getting ready to post it. Hold on.
Can't you feel a brand new day?
I'm going to let y'all know when I post it.
I'm going shopping for some wedding rings tomorrow, honey.
Bitch, I am going. I bet nobody steal that either. I'm going to get that.
He gonna come out. He gonna bust through the curtains. He gonna get, and the music go. It's gonna change to that legendary Sinai beat. He's gonna give her do 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 Obama do 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 the blueprint do 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 the family do 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 the original do 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 do. Yes.
Okay. I'm not just a candidate.
Obama, you don't have to.
Okay.
Who's a motherfucking thing?
All righty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I'm posting it.
Did you post it?
Yeah.
Yes, I love you too, Mr. Man.
Oh, child. Lord have mercy. I didn't already
I've seen them. I've seen that picture earlier.
What
oh,
picture?
Oh, my God.
Child.
Oh,
I ain't never seen that.
Child, it's in the other room.
Bitch.
That is yeah, so yeah. Disrespectful.
Y'all will gag at the other picture that I got, but you know.
Is it the one with him and Marilyn Monroe?
No, not that one. I have another one where they just
Marilyn
kept
Monroe.
Him. They kept
oh, you
they caught him with
you
his
didn't
pants
see the one
down.
With him and Marilyn Monroe, child. Those pictures
that
are so disrespectful.
I see it.
Yes, look at Michelle. See the pictures, y'all. Look.
I just say that.
Do 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 your mama.
Do 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 milk.
Y'all would gag if the shade would be honey. That's what they really be giving honey, and you know.
Okay, they gonna come out doing a Soul Train line, bitch.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a Soul Train line.
And Michelle mother is saying, "Bitch, unpack that shit. We ain't going no motherfucking way."
She go be the first one to get on the microphone, like J-Rod said, Obama, you don't have to. Say a motherfucking do a motherfucking Barack gonna get on the microphone and then he gonna chant for Michelle. He go and then he gonna give the chant. You make me wanna lift up a skirt. Oh, you make me wanna talk.
No, bitch, he gonna come out there to JC, go Jay-Z, go and brush his shoulders off with a pimp. With a pimp vibe.
Okay. Yes.
Oh my God. And just think almost four and to think just 4 hours ago I was in here shook, honey, biting my fingernails.
Yeah, I was nervous as shit. See my damn self.
I was nervous.
Was
I ain't
like,
gonna
ugh.
Lie. When I came
me
home,
me too. I was too. I was
nervous out in here. Like I didn't. I came in this at that voted and we and me and my buddy here came in here and I sat down. I rolled up my blunt. I heated up the dinner and everything. I started eating the dinner and I had smoked like a little bit, but I was just on pins and needles so fiercely in here. I was just like, listen, I can't even enjoy this high right now. I say until. Something come about. Something got to. I got to get something first before I really like get it.
What?
They. So women, is Barack ready to come out here now?
I think so.
Tell me when he start talking. So, we gonna go into another intermission?
No, we don't have to mute.
I'm going to just leave my phone in here, and then when he gets finished talking, then I'll come back to it. Because it's
on
the chart.
Yeah.
Honey, look at you see all them Negroes, honey, all up in there? Hey, it's in there, honey.
Okay.
Oh, you know what the thing is? Did y'all notice right here where they showing Chicago? Well, they showing Chicago right here where I'm looking at. Those people were behind the red curtain. He must get ready to come out there because they drew that red curtain. They just drew that red curtain back. So he must get ready to come out there. That's what he was waiting for. He was waiting for Mustaine to come out there and give her, all right, girl, you know, you got it. Okay.
That's what Kelly said.
That's what Kelly just said, right.
Yeah.
And they just drew that red curtain back. So and all those people was back there, yeah, so he get ready to come out. Come on, honey. Come on out here and show us that swag, honey. You know he got a swag when he walks.
He's going to be dancing somewhere. I got a feeling
they're going to
get him dancing.
I just need him to do something black. Just do something black, like brush off his shoulder before you get black.
I'm black and I'm proud.
He's going to do it in his speech. Trust and believe. He's going to be a little shady in his speech.
I'm going to tell you what he's going to say, y'all. Y'all ready?
Oh, when he come out, I'll mute my phone because I want to hear every word he say.
I'm going to tell you what he's going to say. This is what he's going to say. There ain't never been a bitch that told me that I wasn't going to win this race tonight.
I knew it.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to write him a letter because don't nobody talk about Michelle. There ain't never been a first lady. The only other first lady that I ever lived for, and I know y'all about to read me, but it's only been three first ladies that I ever lived for. That's Jackie O, Nancy Reagan, and Michelle Obama.
Nancy Reagan was a dick. But Ronald Reagan was a dick.
I ain't like him, but I love Nancy.
Nancy was a lady. Her seats was sitting, and she was cute.
But I liked Nancy Reagan because of what she did for education. I liked Nancy Reagan because I was an elementary school kid around that time. So
I was getting ready to say because Nancy Reagan was the first bitch told me just say no.
Yeah.
Oh well, I ain't listening to Nancy Reagan, but her her skirts and her suits, her little suit jackets and skirts was on like a little what's the name model, a little fashion bug Ashley Stewart model. I was like, all right, work, but I ain't listening to nothing she said about drugs, honey. I paid her.
Well, you know, speaking of a model, let me ask y'all something. You know, to kind of change gears a little bit, but we'll go back to the prior subject at hand in a second. Speaking of losing weight and fashion models and stuff like that, so what y'all think about Miss Thing Thing, honey, that lost all this weight now, and she is skinny out, and the girls are giving her a break. If she loses any more weight, that she's going to fade away. Huh?
Chris Brown?
No, Jennifer Hudson.
She didn't got smaller.
Yeah.
She got smaller than what she is?
Have you seen it?
No.
Does she look bad? Picture.
Okay, if she didn't got smaller, now that bitch anorexic.
She,
right.
Let me tell you something.
She got up in jars and shit.
She's so small now that if she were to swallow a meatball, she'd look pregnant.
Damn.
She's really.
She didn't caught an eating disorder.
Now, I don't know.
Then.
I love Jennifer. Damn.
Don't
get me wrong. I live
it.
For her.
But no, she got a Hollywood disorder, honey. That's some motherfucking white chicks up in Hollywood pumping that shit in her head because that shit
don't
look normal.
I don't believe it because on her Jenny Craig commercials, where she was feeling good, she was looking sick.
Yeah,
and then when she came out for that Whitney Houston, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, bitches, I thought you lost weight. Them hips was out there. See, so that may be that picture or what y'all see. I don't think she really that small.
She got curves, but no. The last photo I saw, She looked thinner than she was. And I'm like, well, damn, bitch, what you want to get down to olive oil size?
Yes, honey, olive oil. Her late ass.
That's what that motherfucking, that's what them people tell her in Hollywood, honey. She ain't going to get no roles, honey, if she don't lose that weight.
Let me tell you something, okay? And you know what? And this came up in Ballroom A-List about, how Jennifer Hudson, how that movie, what was it?
Precious.
No.
Sex and the City?
No. Oh, Dreamgirls. Dreamgirls,
well,
let's not get into it. Dreamgirls was casted to show off Beyonce. Now let y'all get into something real quick. Okay, here's how they did the roles. Beyonce was the superstar. Jennifer Hudson was the one who was voted off for American Idol, and then you had that other child who was like a, who was just an actress, but they didn't think that she was a powerhouse like she was.
Mm-hmm. That Broadway movie, girl, Anika Noni Rose.
Yeah, that movie was made so that Beyonce could be the star of it. But you see, Miss Thang Yang, now let me tell you something for the Beyonce fans, okay? To me, and this is my opinion, let me say this before the callers come in and try to attack me. Beyonce, to me, is more of an entertainer than a singer. So she gags.
Oh, no, but hold on, wait, Naima. I know exactly where you're going, and this, and I'm not a Beyonce fan like that either, but Mama sings.
Well,
she does.
I mean, like I said, it's my opinion.
I know, I mean, but I know what you mean exactly. It's more like Janet Jackson is more of an entertainer than a singer. But Mama really does blow, though.
She
Mama,
can blow.
Mama,
she
sings the tune.
She has her. Okay, well, you know what? I will agree to disagree. She has her moments. There are some songs that I like by Beyonce. But to say I was, the only CD that I actually brought of a, that was a whole two CDs that I actually brought was, I think it was called The Writing Is on the Wall.
But that was Destiny's Child, though.
Destiny's Child, okay. Well, the only CD that I've actually brought of hers that was actually solid Beyonce was this last one where it was the red CD and it had the B on it or whatever. That was the only one I brought. But it's no shade, okay? It's not like she, to me, a singer to me is Jennifer Hudson. A singer to me is Aretha Franklin. You know, people along those lines, Whitney Houston, people like that are singers to me. Even Mariah Carey, no shade. But to me, Beyonce is an entertainer. I could go to her concert and be entertained by her when she, you know, she's doing all of the shake, rattle, rolling, and shooking and jiving and shit all over the stage, you know, and hooping and howling, stuff like that. But it's no shade. If you go to a concert and it's featuring her and it's featuring Jennifer Hudson, whatever like that, it's no shade. Miss Jennifer Hudson, go out sing that child.
No, I mean, I truly believe, I mean, if you listen to the Dreamgirls soundtrack, she outsung her and everything they was on together. But you cannot deny that Mama done sing.
No, I'm not denying her. I'm not denying her. But in my opinion, if I want to go see entertainer, I'll see. Now, to me, okay, like Michael Jackson, okay, let's say Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, to me, was an entertainer, and he was a singer, but he was also entertained because you could sit there hours on end and just with his imagination and his effects, his outfits and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You could be entertained by him. He also, yes, is a singer because he was the star of the group because ever since he's been gone, it's no shade. That's I was great calling the Four Tops, Lord. The Jackson Four. None of them to me can really sing. None of them were really to me stood out like Michael Jackson did. That's my opinion. Because he was a star, he was a singer, and he also was an entertainer. When you think about entertainers, okay, I'm gonna give you another example. To me, I like Rihanna. Rihanna has her moments for me. This is my opinion again. Rihanna to me has her moments. To me, she's a nice little entertainer too. To me, I love Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson to me is a singer, but she also entertains because you just never know what kind of antics this bitch gonna pull on stage.
I'm sorry, I love Janet with all my heart, honey, but I don't think she's that much of a singer.
She's not because Janet.
My personal opinion, I love her. I would
me,
watch
she said he muted Jasmine.
But I just don't see her as that much of a singer.
You talking about Janet Jackson? So you would say Janet Jackson is more of an entertainer to you?
Oh, she's definitely an entertainer.
Oh,
I'll go to any motherfucking
concert
she's
in. Now, this is how I see it. I see Beyonce as an entertainer and a performer, but
right.
I don't like her as an actress. The only thing that she's ever acted in that I really liked, and that's because I really didn't know anything about Etta James, was I liked her in and whatever the name of that movie.
Cadillac Records.
But when I saw Dreamgirls, I didn't see Dina James. I saw Beyonce. I didn't see her. I just saw that was Destiny's Child to me. I didn't see her as being Shirley Roth.
Shirley Roth was definitely.
Right. I just saw her being typical Beyonce, and I didn't really, and that's why I didn't really care for the movie Dreamgirls. But But for me, like Mariah Carey is a performer, a singer, but I don't think she's an actress. The best thing she did for me was sitting in that chair in Precious. Janet Jackson.
She looked like a train wreck.
Janet Jackson to me is a good performer, but she is not a good actress.
I kind of like Janet Jackson.
Really?
She did good in Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice, she was good, but I didn't really care for her in Tyler Perry's.
I don't live for her in them Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah, the Tyler Perry
all.
Movies. Yeah.
Oh, she didn't do well there.
Are y'all serious? Janet Jackson is a good comedian actor.
Now,
so
I liked her as Penny. I liked her on Good Times. I liked her on Fame. But the transition to movies, no.
Janet Jackson is a good actress when it comes to, like,
different strokes.
Upbeat, like, different, man, upbeat,
not,
like, funny stuff like that. But her serious acting is so not, I don't buy it at all.
I guess because she gotten older, you know, or whatever. But when she was younger, Janet Jackson was definitely the motherfucker tea, honey. Especially when her mother was going to burn her ass with that iron. That was one of my favorite episodes, honey. She snatched that cord out, bitch. And she got very she said, I told you to get you to come back here to this house. She said, you disobeyed me, bitch.
Move.
And bitch, she sealed her with a kiss with that motherfucking eye in there.
And why are you laughing at that?
I like to kid, you know, I be kidding about stuff, but no. But, I mean, so who would you rather go see? Would you rather go see Chris Brown or would you rather go see Usher? Who's the entertainer and who's the singer?
They're both.
I wouldn't pay to go see either one of them.
But
I would rather hear Chris Brown sing.
Yeah, Chris Brown can sing. See, you have to get into these people that sing without all this music and the synthesization and stuff like that. Because Chris Brown's on the mess on that movie. That Christmas song on that movie. That,
when he sang
that
this
yellow,
Christmas? Oh, my God.
He did. That Negro song, and it's no shade.
Well,
Keisha Cole can sing.
The old Keisha Cole, before she got through all them problems and stuff and all that, the first Keisha Cole, she could sing. Now, this Keisha Cole that came back, she's reminding me of the very first Keisha Cole. That second stuff, when she started doing them reality shows with her mother and her sister, her voice went somewhere else, but she's back to being Keisha Cole.
Right. Keisha Cole can sing.
I've never cared for Keisha Cole. I don't think she can sing. I just think her songs ought to sing.
Like Brandy. Brandy has come back to being the Brandy that I like, because for a while, Brandy was like,
that,
girl, what's going on with you?
But you know what, I'm going to disagree with that. I live for Miss Motherfucker. I got every one of her motherfucking CDs.
FOD was a good one.
So, Naheem, you think that Superhuman CD was good?
Well, I don't have that one.
Was depressing.
I have all of her CDs up to that one. Like one of my favorite songs about her that Brandy sings is "Broken Hearted." It's one of my favorite. And
she sings that.
And on the Full Moon soundtrack, I can't think of what
that whole Full Moon CD is about. Man.
Yeah, the Full Moon is. I think it's number four. What's number four?
Is that
No, not that one, honey. It's number. I know it's number four on the Full Moon soundtrack.
That's number four.
No, it's not.
What about
number four? Is that little up tempo song?
Then it must be number three then. When I first met you, or when it's something like that.
Yeah, it's a ballad that comes on before that song.
Okay, yeah, then it's that one then.
Well, y'all also got to remember that a lot of people, especially people like Brandy and Chris Brown and them, people like to bring them into pop culture. And once they get into that white alternative type of, you know what I mean, like business, they got to try to switch it up. And I think she tried to switch it up and she gagged.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the people in the chat room, Little Tito said, I don't like my happy reform angry girls. Mary, Monica, and Keisha need to shoot a bitch.
Hold on. Now, Mary can sing. I hope that comes.
Yeah, Mary can sing.
Little Pete.
Mary. I like the new Mary.
To tell you the truth, I'm not going to even lie to y'all. When Mary had first came out, and I remember Mary from when I was a kid, I never really cared for Mary's voice until she came back with when she came out with the
That Growing Pain CD is everything. I don't know what you
talking
about.
I didn't like Mary's voice until No More Drama.
No.
No More Drama was hot.
I like the song Stay Down.
I like TMS.
Yeah, that's on the
That's all
not. Today I'm not feeling pretty.
But I'm gonna tell y'all something. When it comes to groups, it's no motherfucking shade, bitch. Okay. I don't care what y'all say. My most all time favorite two groups was Brownstone and SWV.
Yes, and Escape.
Yeah, SWV.
Oh, that old bitch Escape. Oh, this thing, it was nasty.
If they could have got their act together and agreed, learned how to agree with each other, and Vogue would still be shitting on these girls.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Between Dawn and Cindy, them two bitches was not having it. Oh my God.
I went to one of their concerts when they did their reunion concert in Dallas. When I tell you them girls cut the music and start hitting the melodies, I say they just lift the young girls' heads.
That's how you know real singers. Other than these computer-generated girls.
Every one of their CDs, there's at least one or two songs on their CDs they break a cappella. Every one of their CDs they have.
But who knows? And my other favorite groups was Mint Condition and New Edition. No shade.
No,
New Edition. I didn't really like New Edition after a while because they started getting too personal.
Bubblegum and old.
But they still were singing though. That Ralph Tresvant could sing. Boys and Men can sing down.
Oh, yeah.
Still sing.
Boys to Men on that Boys to Men where it says two on there, that boy. Woo.
And that CD is everything.
What I need from you is understanding.
But you know what, though, Naima, what they're not getting into is Brownstone was three girls that sounded like a choir.
That sounded like a choir. Yes, they did. Because you know what my favorite song was? You know what my favorite song was? Or with Brownstone? Brownstone's like a lot of songs I like, but one of my motherfucking favorite songs, all-time favorite songs that they ever sang.
Grapevine.
Yeah, Grapevine was fab, too, but 5 Miles to Empty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they ate that. They kicked
Wait
that
a
girl
minute.
Off the
R&B
Divas show, too.
Mona said she is not going to sit here and let y'all say that the new Mary is better than the old Mary. She said.
Let me tell you something. The old Mary was when she was paying the nose bill.
The
new Mary
is
not paying
the
nose bill anymore.
Male singer.
What'd you say?
No shade. R. Kelly is a good singer. Let me tell you something. R. Kelly is a good singer, but the best male singer of all time to me is the one that got caught in the bathroom with the police, and that is Tevin Campbell. No shade.
Okay.
Yes. And you know what I used to say, Jay Rock. Had Tevin Campbell never got caught with that situation, Tevin Campbell would have blew Usher out of the water.
I think one of the really really good male singers is Johnny Gill.
What? No, he give me crack sometimes.
Who was the one that was whining? I wanna eat.
That's Keith Sweat.
He was like nailed to a chalkboard. He would irritate me so bad where he would just whine and dine and just beg and cry and just be like, oh, girl, give up the ghost.
And I know people are going to say, but you from Baltimore. I don't really think Cisco could sing.
Me?
Oh, no, bitch. I live with Drell.
What?
Yeah.
Drew Hill was the shit.
Drew Hill was the motherfucking E-Talk, honey, and they are fuck hard.
Into the Drew? Are you serious?
Yes, Lord, honey.
Beauty is her name.
Honey, and I left for 5 steps, honey.
They had some good songs for honey.
That was really cute, but that group, I didn't really feel it. It was too commercial. They was too commercial.
Cool.
Jodeci can sing.
Jodeci can sing.
I'll get back to you on that one.
And back
frequently, you're wearing perfume. That's Jodeci. That was one of the favorite songs.
Yes, it was. Lately. That song lately was good.
Mm-hmm. That song was sickening.
But ain't that Stevie Wonder's song?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my That's my favorite scene.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites too. Stevie Wonder, honey.
That's my favorite
scene
of all time. I don't care what
Ribbon in the Sky, honey. Nobody's
better than Stevie Wonder.
You know he also you know that movie Dangerous Minds used one of his songs on there too. Paradise, Pastime Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Mona said, "Do y'all remember the group Cut Close? I don't know no Cut Close.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they were the one. Didn't they do a song with Sub? Well, no, that was 702 that did that song with Sub.
Oh, 702.
Oh,
baby, I love me some 702. You know what y'all got to know about 702? I still love you. I live for that song, 702.
702, my favorite song by them is CeeLo.
I think the best male groups was Guy,
No Brother, motherfucking intro. Intro,
What are the people
that
don't
sleep on Aaron Hall? Don't forget about Aaron Hall.
Aaron Hall was the dude.
He was part of Guy.
Guy was Aaron Hall.
No, Guy was
Aaron Hall,
Teddy
was
Riley,
solo.
And what's the name?
When Aaron Hall went solo, they could not do anything else.
Well, Teddy Riley joined that Rex and Alexis.
So Tiffany, you don't know none of these groups. You don't know none of these singers.
Oh, okay. Now two of the people, I'm gonna mention two of the things in the chat room. One person named Quantrell Lewis. Quantel Lewis said, "Escape could have did without Tiny Ugly Ass." and then Tito said, "Tyrese is so underrated."
He really is.
I don't
but
like Tyrese.
But you know
Tyrese.
What, though? Escape, but in Escape, Tiny had a lot of parts in there that people didn't understand. And it was that one girl, okay, you had Tiny, what was the other one name?
Was that the group Candy was in?
Yes, it was Tiny Candy. Then you had the real singer, the girl that used to blow everybody out, what's her name?
Tasha Scott.
But that other girl.
That black one.
Ooh, Tiffany is reading us.
What's she saying?
I know, I saw that.
She said, "Honey, they sending me showing their age of all these old singers. I'm stoned for this."
That's why I just ask her so you don't know none of these people.
That bitch older than me.
She know the people, honey. She just over there. She over there trying it, honey.
I'm too. She talk about she's stoned. I'm lit sitting here, y'all.
We was just trying to stall time for Mr. President come out.
Mm-hmm. But y'all know what? I remember somebody. I mean, they literally cussed me out because I don't. I guess I'm just one of them gays that don't. I don't think Diana Ross can sing.
Me either.
She can't.
Cut him. Get off the phone.
You know what?
I like some of her stuff, but I don't really think she can sing.
I never really got into Diana Ross like that. You know, she always played a good. Let me tell you one thing. She was a good ass actress because that bitch could play a crackhead, a fiend, or something like that, honey. Look at the Wiz. She looked like she was a fiend in the Wiz.
Take my picture.
It's my house, and I live here.
Only movie I didn't like with her in it was The Wiz. That bitch was too old to be playing Dorothy.
I like her in Double
Black. I tell you one thing. I'd have whooped her ass when the mother opened up the door. And the grandmother opened up the door, and she was bagging up the trash, stuff like that. And Toto took his cute ass out there. When
he
I was finally got a hold of Toto, I'd have brought him back in the house.
Dead.
And I'd have kicked his ass all over that damn house for having to go outside running after him. I'd have broke my foot off of his ass in that house. Popping him with my motherfucking fly squad and everything.
Because they was like, well, somebody said, well, who did you like back then? And I was like, I said I like Dionne Warwick, Aretha
Dionne
Franklin.
Dionne Warwick?
Yes,
Dionne
Warwick. I live for Dionne Warwick.
Oh, God.
Well, that means that you like the woman that sang Killing Me Softly, then, if you like Dionne Warwick.
I live for Roberta Flack.
Oh, yeah,
you like Roberta Flack?
Roberta Flack was all right for me. She was all right.
I like Donna Summers more than I like Donna Ross.
I never got into her really.
I don't like either one of them, but I'll take Donna.
Baby.
What do they mean Chaka Khan can't sing? Mama,
Chaka Khan can't sing. Chaka Khan is the motherfucking E-talk. Huh?
Okay, Khan, you're not going to come for that icon.
Now, I listen to this motherfucking Chaka Khan, honey.
Sweet thing with Rufus and Chaka.
Chaka, y'all had up. God damn.
I like her favorite. My favorite song by Chaka Khan is Funny Valentine. Well, she redid Funny Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack.
And you know who else is a singer to me? And she's a singer, and she will entertain you, too, because you just never know what you're going to say out of her mouth when she kick her heels off. And that was Patti LaBelle.
Yeah. I used to like Patti, so the last Patti concert I went to, and the audience was singing more than her, and she was on stage like, "Ooh, honey, let me blow my nose. Ooh, baby, let me do this." And I was like, I ain't paid for this.
Yeah, I listen to this motherfucker.
Well, Kendrick does have a point. Nobody can compare to the late, great icon Whitney Houston, and that's all I'm saying.
Oh, hell no.
Did you say anybody, and nobody could compare to her? Is that what you said?
Nobody could compare to her.
I don't know about nobody couldn't compare, but she definitely
Who?
Was a one of a kind.
Who?
Yeah.
Whitney Houston. She definitely was iconic, and she was one of a
kind. Hold on, you can't say nobody, no sis, no shade, Miss Thing. Her and Miss Motherfucking CeCe Wynn and Miss Thing.
Yeah, CeCe Wynn is the gift.
Oh, oh, CeCe Wynn, would y'all say CeCe Wynn is a legend, or would you say she's an icon?
I would say she's an icon.
Who?
CeCe Wynn has been singing since like 85 when her and BB was came out. You got to get into legend icon versus gospel
and
versus.
And so
me.
Have Don, and Donnie Marie been singing with Donnie that damn long, but she's still a legend.
Okay, so I'm gonna give y'all two other
icons.
All right. So I'm gonna give
Donnie
y'all two other names
icons.
Then. I'm gonna give y'all two other names then. Okay. Chrisette Michelle. And Lettucey, who's the legend?
They still statements right now. They still statements.
That Michelle would out sing Lettucey.
You think so?
Ooh.
You think so?
I think no. I honestly think Lettucey would out sing Chrisette Michelle.
Let me tell you what Lettucey gave y'all and let y'all know her vocal ability
on that Black Girl Rocks. All right.
She did that little number with Jill Scott. And Marsha Ambrosia. And
Kelly
White.
And my name is
Coming out.
All right, we are.
Okay, intermission.
Look at Michelle sitting. Sitting! Yeah! Go ahead, dance, Obama. Go ahead and do it. Dance.
Here I am.
And he's playing my Stevie Wonder. That's right, baby. Sign, seal, deliver. I'm yours. Oh, Michelle, bitch. That's right, Mr. President.
Please believe it, I'm yours.
Child, that daughter got body just like the mother. Wait a minute. Hello?
Yeah.
Why Little Tito said it would be such a key if Barack say, Robbie, you going to jail today?
What are you going to jail for?
I don't know. It's he said it in the chat room. Okay, here you go. Great talk. All right.
Growing up, we got two small, smart, beautiful young women, just like your mom. We have overcome. We have overcome. We have overcome today.
Thank you.
Where is Jasmine or Jason at?
Watching the thing.
Are they going to tell the people to call in because they got 5 minutes?
No, I'm telling.
You got 3 minutes before the show cuts off. So if you're in the chat room and the show cuts off, it's because you only got 3 minutes left to call in. 347-215-6820.
Come on, honey. Come on. Woo! Pass the offering plate.
Come on, Martin Luther King. Come on.
Come on. Yes, God, honey.
I felt something right there.
Come on, Barack. Yes, God, honey. Oh, I want to come in here and shout.
Yes,
honey.
I love my president, baby.
Play the music, honey. When the saints go marching in. Come on, honey. Pass that offering plate.
You need to put my Stevie Wonder back on.
Where's Alexa Snow at, honey? Where's her plate of snow at?
This is why you want some.
Bitch, if he ain't the reincarnated, what is his name? Martin Luther King Jr.? I don't know who is. He gave it right there.
Michelle's beveled hairdo is sitting. No shade, bitch.
I love him, Joe Biden, his cute ass. Come on out here, honey.
black white man. Applause for the Democratic Party, bitch.
I'm on the air.
Well, the girls. Oh, well, honey, we in record mode now.
Honey, let me make my phone call too, honey.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Tessa. I'm calling for you.
Oh, okay. Hello? Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Dee Dee.
Thank you. Who is this?
This is Mark and Jason and Jasmine and Naima.
Happy birthday, Dee Dee.
The tea party crew. We came to give you a happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
How you feeling tonight? How you feel about Obama, honey?
I'm glad he got reelected. I was kind of nervous a little bit looking at the numbers. It was pretty close, but I'm happy that he was reelected.
Happy birthday.
I'm actually celebrating. Thank you. Who is that?
Jasmine.
Thank you, Jazz.
Look at her, honey, blushing like that, honey, a schoolgirl, girl.
Yeah,
I'm
having a drink.
Oh,
the pill. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Good. Thanks, everybody. I'm getting back to get back to what I was doing. Thanks, everybody.
You are welcome.
Love you, love you. Talk to you
happy
later.
Birthday.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.
A drunk whore.
We have a call in 443.
A drunk whore.
I love her though. I can only say
443-722. You're on the air. 443-722. Nicole, you're back on the air.
Oh, my God, y'all. I'm in tears. I ain't never in my life heard someone speak like that. His speech was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was beautiful.
Yeah, he made me feel it, honey, like I was in church.
Oh, my God, baby,
okay.
He made me feel it.
Like we was in an apostolic. I was waiting for somebody to break out with the tambourines. Jason in the Amen Corner with the tambourines, honey. And then I was waiting for the beach to get up on the microphone, honey, and start shouting and hooping and hollering, get the cue to the organist over there and the piano, honey, to start their shit.
I was going
shit.
To the organ. I was
okay.
Going to go to the organ because I can give you the 235 on that organ now. Hold up.
We are all so blessed.
When I think of the goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of the goodness and how he set me free, I want to shout, 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 shout.
Shout.
Yeah,
just buddy. Dance. Oh, you did a remix.
Okay.
He ate
you know,
that.
We,
oh, my God.
You say dance in the Grand Ole Church of God of Christ.
Yes, honey, dance. Won't you dance, little sister?
What do y'all feel about his speech?
His speech was very powerful, kind of put me in the movement of, I kind of felt what my mother felt when she sat and listened to the Dr. King speech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, what my you know, my mother and Tiffany, she can relate, and maybe Jasmine, I'm not sure. You know, I wasn't born here yet.
It put you on a level where, you know, even though we aren't like in bondage, we still fighting because everybody in the world we fight for everything. You know, we fight to for food, and food is given to us by, you know, freely on this earth. It's grown here, but we fight to eat. We fight to survive. Even though we're not in a sort of a state of depression. But even though we're not in the depression and the heavy racism like it was when Martin Luther King was alive and we were trying to get these rights that we got now, you know, he just made me realize so much of so many people who have sacrificed just for a black man to get up there in the position that he's in, not in the position that he's in, a leader of the free country and of this free and of this free continent that we live on, but that we had a struggle. Now, I'm not saying we as black people, but we as a human race have had a long, enduring struggle, and we're still fighting for a lot of rights.
We are still fighting.
But we've come a long way for a man of his integrity and of his stature to be in the place that he is, to make the moves that he's made, the speeches that he made. And I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of people wanted to criticize Barack and be like, you know, well, he didn't do this and he didn't do that. We have to realize something. We just came from, and we're still in a messed up economy. But we came from two different presidents, a father and a son, who caused us to go to war, who caused so much shit turmoil to happen to us. And for this man to get in there, it's like, y'all got to get this man a break. It's all, he only going to be able to
do
so many things.
What the hell? He can't do it overnight.
He can't do it overnight, exactly.
So, yeah.
I mean, some things,
up for 8 years.
It's right, it just takes time. But I'm going to tell you one motherfucking thing. When Bush was in office, he didn't get that child. He didn't. He didn't get that child. When this black man got up in this office, he got that child, and he got a lot of those troops to come home. This, he has done a lot. We have to really get into, you know. I mean, everybody's not going to be satisfied. I mean, hell, you know, they read Jesus, you know, and they read Allah and stuff like that. You know, you can't win for losing. But we also had to realize that this man has done a lot. He has had a lot that he had to come into to try to fix. But I really strongly and thoroughly believe that, you know, given this next 4 years,
so much more, yes,
that he's going to do what, you know, he has to do, you know, as a man, as a leader of this free country. Because we had to realize, even though we may fight for a lot of things and the economy may be whatever it is, we are still free. There are other people in other countries, like he said, are just fighting just to have a say-so,
freedom.
Let alone
yes.
voting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Jasmine said something earlier, and I was thinking of the same thing. Like, what do we do after 4 years?
Well,
we need to vote.
There's always that open window of, you know, who may run, who may be, you know, qualified enough to run. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you see Donald Trump was pushing it. You know what I mean? Like, who says, say, in the next 4 years, he may not try to run. So, I mean, the door's pretty much open to, you know, the possibilities of who may run. But I believe Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton are definitely probably going to try to get up in there.
Sarah Palin needs
like
to sit down somewhere.
Yeah, I really want her to win, though, because, like, honestly, before when she was running, you know, the last 4 years, I was going to literally vote for her, not Obama just because he was black, you understand what I'm saying? But when she messed up and then I started listening to what he was saying, I went ahead and voted for him. Well, I didn't vote for him, period, last quarter, but I'm saying I would have.
But I'm going to tell you somebody
know,
else.
Mama was in the clink. She couldn't vote last time, honey, but she made her way this time. God is good.
Do y'all remember when Jesse Jackson tried to run for president?
Yeah.
Yes, and he stepped out the race.
And you said, and he what?
He stepped out.
Right. Now, sometimes it's just not our time. Now, remember 2008, Jesse Jackson was right there, honey, with Oprah Winfrey. He cried, you know, and, you know, shed his little tear and everything like that. You know, I just believe that, you know, in our life on this planet or whatever, you know, we are born here with a purpose. And, you know, whether we fulfill that purpose now or we have to come back and do life again and find that purpose or whatever the case may be, we all have a purpose on here. We're not just on here just because we just want to look cute or something like that. And sometimes it's our time and sometimes it's just not. And I believe that it was this man's time. This man has made history. This will be his last 4 years, yes. But this man has made history. One,
I wish we could give him another 4 years.
No, that's it. You run two terms. That's it, honey. That's why, you know, It was. That's why I'm so glad that none of them bushes could come back. None of that
right.
evil family mm-hmm. could come back to be running anything.
Doesn't Mayor Strange's
brother can? The brother can.
Chad, let me tell you something. As bad as they fucked up what they did, I don't. The brother ain't gonna stand a chance if he try to run. Jeb Bush better
right.
stay down there in Florida or Texas, wherever the hell he from. She better stay her late ass down there because she's so late she ain't even arrived yet.
Mm-hmm. Street Mayor Street from Philly, his brother got a run.
Huh?
What was his name? The hell was his name? Something Street. I think it was like 4 years ago.
That doggone, that Mitt Romney's wife, they showing a recap when Mitt Romney came out and stuff like that. Honey, mind you, the girls was cleared out over there at Mitt Romney where he at. They keep showing that doggone wife. She is one unattractive lady. And I'm not just saying it because.
I could just look at her and say, she's shady.
Yeah, she's shady. She's shady. I don't use her. Mind you, when she was on The View, I wasn't using her on that set. I was just
I
like,
didn't
think
use
about
him
this
either.
Bitch.
He just talk about his eyes. You could tell he's a sneak.
Yeah. And he's so out of touch with everybody else. It's like you all for the rich. And you go, if Romney would have got in there, he would have kept the rich being rich and probably richer. And whoever's poor was probably going to be poorer. And the middle class was probably going to be on their way to the doggone poorhouse, too.
Yeah,
that motherfucker was so out of touch. I like Obama, not because he's black. Okay, let me say that. But because
I like Obama because he's there. Like, how can I say? Like, he's real. Like, I think when he speaks,
relatable.
He's talking to
like
the earth.
Somebody, you know, he's a relatable president.
Yeah,
like, everybody
he's approachable.
Like they know him. He's somebody that would be like in our
he's
family.
Very
like
likeable.
Uncle,
he's
great,
very
you know?
Likeable.
Yeah.
And he's very easy on the eyes, too. He's very easy on the eyes. I could stand looking at that damn witch, that Mitt Romney's wife, honey, with that dry ass hair, honey, for the next 4 years. I'd be like, can somebody send her some type of wind products or something like that for her? Because it's like, oh, her hair is thirsty. It's parched.
Yes.
It's like
a burn match.
And she need a tan with her late ass. But anyway, I'm happy. My president
yeah,
is president
happy,
again. I'm happy to be a transsexual in Transylvania.
Okay. Did you hear what he said?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being black, white, gay, straight. He ate that.
Let me say you something.
I wish I would have taped that.
In all of the speeches that Mitt Romney ever gave, he never mentioned anything about the gays, but that he didn't support the girls. But other than talking about anybody having rights or nothing like that, he never mentioned no gays, never mentioned anything like that, anything of another nationality or color, anything like that. You
no,
got to get into it.
I knew he wasn't right when he was talking about he wanted to overturn women having abortions. Like, what the hell are you talking
about? And
he
said, the first thing I'm going to do is end Obamacare in Sesame Street.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you don't play with my baby Sesame Street now. That's how the kids learn.
We're
going to
end unnecessary programs.
Then.
He said no one's watching Sesame Street. I was like, ooh. I said, oh,
what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
He said it was unnecessary spending of the money, honey. He's gonna cut it. And he gonna cut Obamacare, honey. He said all you girls that's on welfare and y'all are prostitutes.
You
he were said,
that whole time?
I guess I was.
He said, all y'all girls that's on welfare that are prostitutes, he said, y'all girls going to get a job, too. He said, I'm kicking y'all up out of y'all establishments, too. That's what he said, honey. The girls like, oh, no, listen, we got to get Obama, girl. We got to make sure that we stay up in here, honey, and be nice, respectful citizens, honey, that render services to the community.
Yeah, he was gonna close that page down.
Huh? Well, I can tell you, the first time I saw Obama was when Al Gore was running, and Obama gave that speech. I think it was me, my sisters, And I look and we he gave that speech, and I told my sister, I said, that's going to be our president. And sure enough, when he ran, my sister was like, you're right. And he was just a baby senator at that time. But when he gave that speech for Al, before Al Gore came out, I said, that's going to be our president.
Yeah. It's God. I live for Obama.
I do, too. It's no shade, like, just the way
RJ said,
like,
RJ said, after this speech from the president, everyone should be motivated to get your shit together now. Barack Obama has done everything possible to support us, excuse me, as Americans. Now it's our turn to make sure he knows all of his efforts were not done in vain. Get it together. All right.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not
really he said it wasn't just about voting. It was about us moving forward, too.
Okay, let the church say amen, honey.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I mean, we ain't got no 4 more years, so we don't know what's going to happen in 2016, so you better take advantage of it now.
I'm going to tell you one thing, honey. You, the girl, y'all, if anything, I think everybody should, you know, get some type of job, some type of legal hustle, some type of something, and start putting away money. Start saving your money.
Well, it's already starting. This man on MSNBC is mad.
Start saving. You know, if y'all got gold, you know, jewelry, precious things, stuff like that, don't, you know, don't pawn it. Start saving everything you can, because we don't know what these next 4 years are going to entail, what's going to happen, what's going to go on. I'm not speaking anything bad into existence. I'm just saying that you need to be ready for the element of surprise. That's all
I'm
saying.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like this. Is, I mean, and don't take it as shade, though, but I mean, we are, as Americans, you know, some of us are survivors, some of us are not. And, I mean, if we can survive Bush for 8 whole years, I think we can survive anything else that comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, we
had
to see, though. We just had to see. But right now is the time now to, you know, buckle down. You know, whatever you did this year, you know, leave it in this year. 2013 is next year. You know, let's start this year off fresh. You know, let's try. If you in debt, honey, let's try to become debt free. You know, let's try to own some type of something to be about. You know, some type of, let's get, you know, established, because, you know, the stigma that we have over us as gay people is that some of us, you know, we're bombs, or we're prostitutes, or, you know, we're hoes, or we're crooks, you know, and all these things like that. And believe it or not, a lot of gay people, or just a lot of people in our circle, are very intelligent, very smart, you know, very educated and things like that. Some of us just went down the wrong path or whatever, or some of us just chose to do other things, you know, outside of that. I mean, like, look at Mark, for example. Mark works in the medical field, you know, but if you didn't know Mark and just knew him just, you know, like, on the outside or whatever, you would just think he was just this shady person and, you know, he don't do nothing with his life or anything like that. But that's just the total opposite. Look at Jasmine. She owns her own company. I mean, like, we need to, like, really, you know, step up the cookies, step up your pussy, whatever you want to call it or whatever, in 2013. You know, speaking into existence, see it and claim it in 2013.
Look at Ayanna. She became a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can pretty much do anything you put your mind to. I mean, you don't have to change your character to be a better person.
True. Yeah.
Well, where's Jasmine?
It's about,
I want to get her feedback
and
on the I want to get her feedback on the speech before we get up off of here.
That speech was over. I mean,
Jasmine.
Oh, my God, I should have taped that. I'm mad I didn't.
DVR-y. Don't worry.
They're
going to
play it,
honey,
again and again.
It'll be playing over and over again, honey.
I got it on DVR.
Like his clothing thing he was on the other night, when he said that little one tear, I said, oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I need to wash out my panties, because I don't feel like going over there and going to the laundry man.
Oh, girl.
They in here dancing in the corner.
You know what?
They celebrating too, honey, because Obama won.
Girl, you are. I cannot. I'm not. You.
They in here, honey. They done gave me the eulogy and everything, honey.
Well, yeah. It's only 11 people in the chat room, Lord.
Oh, I had closed my thing out, so that's probably, you know.
I know that Romney is gagging, honey.
But I'm about to tap out, too, honey. I'm like, Lord.
Yes, by now, Tiffany's usually snoring.
So you know what?
I don't snore on the radio, honey. I don't do that. I'm not Alexa, honey. Don't confuse me with the two.
This should definitely be motivation, like RJ said, for a lot of us, including myself, to want better, to do better. I mean, come on, you got this man. He's fighting for us. I mean, not just us as skin tone us, but for everybody in America. You know, I mean, this man is for us. He's been with us. He's fighting for us and everything. Bitch, it's time to me, this right here, honey, will definitely make me, honey, get it together. Don't try it over there.
It just feels so good that somebody, like, is out there, like, taking, like, noticing us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't never hear a president fight for gays. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm gonna fuck y'all up.
But that, who is that, Michi?
Probably Jason over there trying it.
That ain't me. I can't sing like that. I'm no how. I was talking when they was oohing.
That was Jason, honey. Giving weight in the water.
So,
no, that was me.
See, thank you very much.
Because my
church song is Take Me to the Water.
This old building keeps on leaning and it's moving. That's my song, honey.
This old building keep on leaning.
Jason,
I'm going
no
up
caller.
The yonder.
Going
what,
up.
Da-da. What ain't going on?
Yeah.
So where is Jasmine at?
Right.
Okay, so Jasmine, what you think about the speech? When you moved over there, honey, was you ready to, to jump up and shout, honey, run around the church?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was very moving.
It was, honey. I'm about to wrap my wig and put on my shoes.
We have overcome.
And go outside.
I was over here waving my church fingers, honey, when he was up there giving it. I said, yes, honey, where's my church fan?
Woo!
Baby.
So, anyway, moving right along. So, what do y'all think about this new season of Atlanta Housewives? What do y'all think?
I ain't watching
it,
Matt.
I'm not watching that,
and I stopped watching Basketball Wives.
Well, I never got into that show.
I don't watch no reality
but
TV.
But I think I'm a band Atlanta. I
love it.
Georgia didn't win.
I love it.
Georgia voted for Romney. I'm banning it. Atlanta Housewives. Any show out of Atlanta.
I hate Kim this season. I talked about her so bad on Twitter the other night. She done blocked me.
Blocked
me from Basketball Wives. Honey, I just went in on them hoes, honey. But Kim is such a hater. She's mad that, you know, Candy bought her house cash. It doesn't matter if it was foreclosure or whatever. Girl, you're getting evicted, girl. Take your trailer trash ass back to Georgia, girl. Wherever you're from, no bomb blue pop, girl. Because your man ain't got no money on the football Falcons team, girl.
Oh, he ain't playing football no more?
I mean, he ain't got no money like that, honey. He only signed for 3 years, so she say, or whatever. I ain't never seen him play one damn game.
But even if they don't even touch the field, they still get money.
Yeah, but that's
true.
Straight.
You're right. I'm not saying that that's not true, but honey, please.
She got enough to buy him a house. She probably ain't gonna get the house. He probably can't buy the house. She won't.
But you know the problem that I'm having with this these shows now is that they're called Basketball Wives. They're called The Real Housewives of this, The Real Housewives of that. But half them hoes ain't married.
Right.
Well, Basketball Wives is not or whatever, but on Atlanta Housewives, they are. I mean, Nene was married forever until she got a divorce. Sheree was married until she got a divorce. I mean, Cynthia is married.
Well, Sheree came home divorced.
Yeah,
but
I
what
don't
is the
use
point
Cynthia
of having
Huffman
a show called Housewives if they're not really wives?
Yeah, but it's just like Mob Wives. It's the same thing. They ain't Mob Wives.
But so Mob Wives is a little different. They were a bit more.
Somebody's phone is carrying.
That ain't mine.
That ain't mine either.
What group am I in with this all these naked? Am I in the official ball?
I don't use Cynthia's husband.
I'll use Leon, though.
I like Miss Thing. Miss Thing who do the funeral. I like her husband. What's his name?
They about to get a divorce.
Apollo.
Oh, Apollo. Oh, they about to get a divorce?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I
didn't.
But, Naima, you don't remember him?
Apollo,
well, you might not remember him. He used to strip in D.C.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Where? Not at that club over there by the,
He used to strip in a gay club?
Yes.
Where the queen used to, was the host?
Oh, bitch, I need to go get me a piece of that once he's divorced.
Ooh.
No shade,
so
honey.
Nasty.
That's why I said it's not really reality.
I don't think Apollo. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I wasn't on, honey. I don't know.
You don't think
honey,
Apollo
I
what?
Many lines. I don't think Apollo was at no damn club, honey.
He used to strip. It was in TMZ and all that. He used to be a fucking stripper.
Are you sure you're thinking about Apollo Phaedra's husband?
Yes, I'm talking about Apollo Phaedra's husband. They talked about it one season. Nene talked about it, or one of them talked about it on the show. And
I've never seen that. I knew that they said he was locked up. I mean,
he was locked up
before.
Too. He was locked up for doing stunts.
Oh.
Yeah. They say she was in on it too. That girl wrote that book, and but she talking about it. They say Phaedra was in on the whole scheme too, with those stunts and stealing
she
cars.
She probably was.
I believe it too.
She probably still be doing it with her late ass.
And now he's a basketball player.
And she gets more acceptance than she be on CNN all the damn time. And all she messes with is the dope boys and takes the dope boys' cases and all that kind of stuff.
Because they be paying her coins.
Yeah, she get geeked up. Ooh, honey.
Wait, he's a basketball player now, Jason?
Huh?
He's a basketball player now?
Who's a basketball player? He used to be a dancer. I don't know what he did. He just be working in a funeral home now.
Where do you have no funeral home?
I got something he can embalm.
You know what? I cannot. Did Michelle Obama have on the same dress tonight that she had on last time he won?
No.
Okay, it's just the same. It's just the same color.
Well, now I feel kind of good. Because this next villain that I'm walking is calling for the big girls to bring it as Michelle Obama, as your Michelle Obama look. So. What can I do? Oh.
Pull up to my bother, baby. Dancing in a tree.
I'm going to give you a sickening, nice, short bob rap with choppy layers. And
y'all know who else is a legend?
Now, you can't take me, honey.
John.
Y'all know who else is a legend?
Phyllis.
John.
Cameo.
Cameo.
Word up.
Oh, God, not back to the song.
Child, not with that jock crotch.
Hey, you know who else is a legend? Y'all about to see. Oh, no, he's actually an icon, who I'm getting ready to tell y'all about now. He's an icon.
Who?
Max Tonight. Remember Max Tonight on the McDonald's commercial?
I'm a fool.
The
tonight.
Moon. The moon guy, Max Tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, child.
You know, she's an icon, honey. You know, I know a couple girls that look like her.
Okay, so what about,
Huh?
What about Frankie Beverly and May?
Oh, yeah, that's the icon.
Yeah.
It
sounded horrible on that
family.
Please, that Frankie Beverly can find it.
So would y'all say LL Cool J is an icon or legend?
Yeah, icon.
Yeah, icon.
He's the greatest
of all
time.
Icon.
Sex, Siren, and Realness?
It is Sexy Realness.
Yes.
Okay, Sexy Realness. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's Sexy
I
Realness?
I live for him.
LL Cool J.
I mean, they should make that a category. That should be a category.
Well, then
Sexy
what about, what, then what is MC Hammer? Is he legend or icon?
He an icon.
Broke.
He's icon.
He a legend.
He a broke
life
icon.
Legend broke and broken.
He enough to be an icon.
He was very pumped
no,
in a bump. Pumped in a bump.
Icon.
We like the girls
he
with the pumps in a bump. Pumps in a bump.
He could be an icon because he did contribute other great acts to the scene. It was other people that came up behind him.
O-Town
I mean,
357. They did that since I saw one of them be riding out on the public transportation.
So what is what was Kumo D, be an icon or a legend?
Kumo D.
Kumo D.
She
would be a
legend.
One
hit wonder. She
wasn't
out that long.
He would still be legendary.
Yeah,
she
could
give
her legend, but she definitely ain't no icon.
Hey,
icon.
Wow,
wow. He could be an icon.
Wait a minute,
he
Kumo D is definitely an icon.
I mean,
please, that man is definitely an icon. He was out that long.
Salt and Pepper.
No, he's not an icon because he didn't do anything iconic.
Salt and Pepper.
He did a lot iconic, honey. He battled LL Cool J.
Exactly.
He's definitely
an
icon. If
that's
like
saying
Dougie
Fresh is not an
icon.
Honey,
this
is Dougie
Fresh has done so much.
Oh,
Dougie
Fresh is definitely an icon.
So Little Kim is an icon too?
No, Little Kim is a legend.
Little Kim is a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would say Little Kim is a legend.
Salt and Pepper is an icon.
Salt
and Pepper
is definitely an icon.
And the thing who's trying to copy her is a statement, right?
MC Light, Nicki Minaj is just
MC
a motherfucking
is a
statement.
She's a
icon.
Statement.
Nicki Minaj is a star. She still got a long way to go.
Okay.
She is.
What about David Bowie? Is a David Bowie an icon?
David Bowie is like a pioneer, like Elton John, bitch, please.
Right.
Right.
You know what movie I like that David Bowie played in? Labyrinth.
Yeah, with that maid.
Yeah, that was good.
He's saying it, so no one can blame you.
For
walking away.
What about Tina Turner?
So Aretha Franklin, an icon or a pioneer?
That's an icon, bitch. She already got an award for icon status.
Like,
so
she's
a
pioneer.
She's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, well, then she'd be a pioneer then.
Yeah, Hall of Famer pioneer.
No, Tina Turner is just an icon, but Etta James and Billie Holiday are actually pioneers.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so Aretha would be a pioneer. Aretha would be a pioneer.
No,
Mary J
would
be.
Aretha
would be a pioneer. Mary J would be
a legend.
Would be a legend.
What about Tina Turner?
And Fantasia would be the statement.
What about Tina Turner?
Tina Turner would be a. I would say Tina Turner.
Tina Turner's an icon.
Icon, yes.
On. I wouldn't say a pioneer. Tina Turner.
Well, wait a minute. Where is Jasmine? What's her way in on this?
Like, y'all got to get into it. Was like Billie Holiday and Etta James and all of them girls, like, in the 30s and the 20s when they didn't even have, like, records and stuff. When Tina Turner and them came out, it was records and A-tracks. Them girls are icons.
Right. Yes.
Oh, yeah, they were very A-tracks. So, yeah, they're icons.
A-tracks.
It was, you heard their music in juke joints back in the 20s
right.
and 30s, child. Those
right.
were pioneers.
Yeah,
Tina
so they're
pioneers.
Uh-huh.
Icons. Motown is iconic.
So Teddy Pendergrass and Al Green would be an icon.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. So
Luther Vandross,
icon,
another
so,
icon.
So
how can
Turn
they be icons? Like, Turner not be an icon.
Icon.
How can Luther Vandross be an icon and Tina Turner not be an icon when she was out?
Tina Turner
we
is
didn't
an icon.
Think
Luther
Turner
Vandross
was
Tina
an
Turner
icon.
Is an
yeah,
icon.
Still, Tina Turner was a pioneer.
Tina Turner is definitely
she can't
not
be
a
no
pioneer.
She started back in the blues and went back into rock and roll, so R&B.
Oh, Tina Turner didn't come out to the 50s. That was already records and A-tracks. That is not pioneering. That is iconic. I'm telling you, Etta James and them was talking through airwaves, singing through juke joints. That is a totally different era.
Well, I got a question then. Mahalia Jackson, icon, pioneer,
oh, that's
icon.
Oh, that's a pioneer, honey.
That's pioneer.
That's a pioneer. That's a slavery woman.
Rebel
of the world. What about Shirley then, Pastor?
Who?
Pastor Shirley.
Say?
Shirley Caesar?
Oh, Shirley Caesar?
Yes.
That's an icon.
Yeah, that's a legend.
That's a legend.
No, that's an icon.
Hold on, baby.
Shirley Caesar been singing since the Caravans back in the 60s, early 60s.
Right, so that's a legend.
MC
so that's an icon, boo-boo.
No,
MC Light would be a legend.
Y'all got faggots walking these bars that been walking since 80. Y'all call them icons?
Back then, you could become a legend.
In the gay scene, it's double.
But the thing about it is, back in those days, you got your legendary status faster when you won over a legend back then, and you could be legendary or legend or whatever. You could be when you went over legend. That's what it was. When you went over legend, you beat a legend.
You become a legend.
Then you become legendary in the category.
You had to get grand prize, whatever the grand prize category was.
What if an icon
can do multiple categories because you had to win a grand prize.
What was Shirley Caesar doing? She was doing R&B and all of that stuff and blues and all of that stuff?
No, she was singing with the Caravans, gospel. She was Shirley Caesar before she was Shirley Caesar. But God's been out since slavery time when people were picking cotton.
If Whitney Houston came back when Shirley Caesar came out and she was doing double like she's been doing
over her years. Y'all just got into Shirley Caesar when Whitney Houston came out, sweetie.
Legendary.
You got into Shirley Caesar when Whitney Houston came out, baby. Shirley Caesar was out, honey, when my sister was born.
Whitney Houston is definitely an icon. Shirley Caesar was out before Tremaine Hawkins,
and we just celebrated Tremaine Hawkins' 45 year of music ministry. So therefore, Shirley Caesar was way out before 45 years ago.
Beyonce, legendary? You talking to a church kid, born and raised.
Beyonce is a statement.
That's the thing. You talking about gospel, you talking about mainstream. It's a different
group. Shirley Caesar's an icon.
I ain't going to be with this black dude on the phone. Now, y'all mixing church people with these.
Maybe she's an icon in gospel. I don't associate with that, but okay.
Yeah, she's an icon because she paved the way. But this is what you got to understand. Shirley Caesar paved the way for tomorrow. She paved the way for some R&B artists. There's a lot of R&B artists that say they wouldn't be doing what they were doing if it wasn't for Shirley Caesar starting to sing
That's
in the church
right.
first.
Come on,
well, some
Rod.
Of those
well,
artists
for
are
Patti LaBelle.
Okay, so then
yeah.
James Smallwood is a pioneer.
James Smallwood.
Tina Turner, those are church bred girls. Some of these girls that come out are not church bred. So Andre Crouch is a pioneer.
Andre Crouch. See, because you got to understand, like Andre Crouch, BB and CC kind of tapped over into R&B, but they got it from Andre Crouch.
Andre Crouch, right.
He's the one that started that contemporary.
Andre Crouch did a lot of those songs.
They didn't really have all those organs and other. They had a couple songs that dealt with the organ, but they had a lot of other stuff where you just clap your hands and stomp your feet.
It was more like studio type stuff to where a lot of church people was like, that's too worldly.
See, that's
too secular.
Like Yolanda Adams.
I would think Yolanda Adams would be a legend.
That's just like the Clark sisters. They're in a different category. You couldn't compare them to Cut Close to SWV and then them girls. They're in a different stature.
Y'all would gag. I'm a turn.
What about the Beach Boys?
I'm going to turn it tomorrow morning, and I'm going to turn the official ballroom out. And I'm going to start
playing the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys? What
y'all
the
like
hell?
It was a one-hit wonder, honey, just like Milli Vanilli was a one-hit
wonder. The Beach Boys? Are you crazy?
No, the Beach Boys
they're
got albums.
I mean, not the Beach
Boys.
They're
iconic.
Icon.
But the shade is with the Beach Boys. What kept them popular was that song "Surfing in the USA," which was written by a black man.
You got to think about the Bermuda Jamaica song too. That was sickening.
Oh yeah, Bermuda.
But that "Surfing USA" was written by a black man.
When your song go commercial, that's when it really
so
makes
you. So is Brandy a legend?
Yeah, Brandy is definitely a legend.
Think so.
I would say Brandy's a legend. You got to think about the TV shows that she was
in. Well, if Brandy is a legend, then Monica is a legend.
Monica is a legend.
Yeah, Monica's definitely a legend.
Oh,
yeah, Monica's a legend.
Yeah, that's a definite.
Y'all see it? I don't see it.
Naima, did you see your inbox?
Women, no. I didn't get no inbox.
So Rihanna is a statement.
Hold on. Let me refresh my page. Hold on.
I would call Rihanna a star.
Yeah. Right, yes.
I would consider her a star. I don't know what everybody's got their own artists, but I would consider Rihanna a star because I really don't think she's that, you know, singing.
Oh,
talent.
You know what? Yes, Foxy Brown. What is Foxy Brown?
Foxy Brown is definitely legendary.
She's an icon. She right up there with Lil' Kim.
No, she a legend.
I don't know about no icon.
No,
she's a legend.
And we said Lil' Kim was a legend, so Foxy Brown is a legend.
She only came out maybe a half a year earlier than Kim.
I thought they came out at the same time because I remember going
to
the
They came out right after each other.
Because I remember them being on tour together.
No. Let me tell you something. Foxy Brown, LL Cool J remix in 1993. So Little Kim didn't come out until Junior Mafia 1994.
Right.
Foxy Brown was out.
Well, speaking of Little Kim, and I live for me some Little Kim and everything like that.
Oh, you know what? It was Who Shot You, the remix.
Since Little Kim had came out, when she was wearing the different color, before she was wearing the color wigs and stuff like that, she was just had black hair all the way up until now. And then you get into Nicki Minaj coming from black hair up to blonde hair. Have you noticed how those girls have totally, like, bleached their skin and bleached themselves all the way up to like, 5 shades lighter than what they are now? Y'all gotten into that? Both of them have done that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Lil' Kim looks too well.
You don't think she looks too well?
I wonder how she looked with that makeup off.
I think she looked better back then. I don't think she looked with all the surge she's done. I don't like
that. Oh, I bet you had with all that surge.
I bet you did.
She had too much surge.
You tried it.
No, I wasn't trying it, but I mean, like,
about Jill Scott? What do you think Jill Scott is?
That, honey, that she's up and coming legendary.
Jill Scott is definitely legendary.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she's legendary yet, but
she up and coming. She ain't a legend yet. She up and coming.
What about D'Angelo?
No, wait. Y'all forgot.
What about D'Angelo?
D'Angelo is a statement.
D'Angelo is a statement, and then he tried to make a comeback on the duet with Lauryn Hill, which he absolutely turned.
He's so terrible.
Now Lauryn Hill's a legend.
Yeah.
They showing the LGBT community all in front of the White House and everything, celebrating and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all about to have a party, honey.
Okay.
Bang,
how about Lauryn Hill, y'all?
I would give her, you know, very the Fuji tees and stuff like that. Yeah, I would give her a Sister Egg. Even Tanya Blount. Even though y'all haven't really heard that much from Tanya Blount, I still would give her legendary status.
You would?
Tanya Blount is definitely a star, honey. What are you doing?
I would give Missy Elliott Pioneer.
What?
Yeah, because
I probably would give Missy Elliott a legendary or up and coming icon because she definitely changed
her producing.
Her
first group came out in the early 90s, but they didn't go anywhere.
Y'all gonna give her a pioneer and icon, but then you're not gonna. I'm not buying
no,
that.
No, she ain't no pioneer, she ain't no icon. I'll give her a legend because
no,
her first group came out in the early 90s.
I didn't say she would definitely be a pioneering writer.
What'd you say, Tiffany?
She said, how long we got on here before it's over?
It's 2:44. You could have hung up, girl.
I'm asking. First of all, I know what I could have did. I asked a fucking question.
Girl,
no, that's not what I asked you. No, not
well, where
too much.
Well, we want to know what the state of emergency is going to be about tomorrow.